Racing.com.au.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
The best way to start your Saturday is with us, Sky Sports Radio and Sky Thoroughbred Central. It's just gone 8 o'clock. We're into our preview hour now of Warwick Farm Racing today. We're on a heavy 8, but there's only meant to be a shower or two, if anything, and it's free entry out there today. If you're looking for somewhere to go with the family or yourself, head out to Warwick Farm. It's free entry. Mark Van Gestel, the Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales, joins us. Morning to you, Mark.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well indeed, mate. And I should also mention here, Test the World in Race 7 is Adam Hieronymus, but he'll ride up to a kilo over?
That's right, yeah. He's got a 54 in the previous race and indicated he can ride at the 54. So we've approved the 1 kilogram overweight for Test the World.
Okay, so that's Race 7, number 10. So the Bandit's the only one we're waiting on, eh?
Yeah, just waiting on Richard Freeman to get back to us and... We'll send that through as soon as it's available.
Okay, and our thoughts are with Andrew Atkins. It sounds, as Ray said earlier, hopefully sounds worse than, you know, when you say heart infection. What was it, Ray? An enlarged...
Oh, a pericarditis, I think it's called, and a heart inflammation. So, but as I said, mentioned earlier, Andrew, very treatable. So probably it's not great, but probably sounds worse than what it is, yeah.
Yeah, so let's hope things settle down on that front. Mark, just before we go into today, during the week we had the announcement, the dual jockey trainers kicking in around the state from January 1. Have you had instant reaction to it, or has it been quiet? People are just taking it in.
Oh, look, no applications at this point in time, Andrew, but I expect they'll start to filter in the new year. And as I said during the week, you know, they're probably more suited to the provincial and country regions of New South Wales. But yeah, look, we'll see what comes in. It's a good opportunity for those jockeys, you know, looking to transition into training, and you know, we'll see what the new year brings.
Yeah, and those details are on the Racing New South Wales website as well. All right, what have you found for us for Warwick Farm?
Out of the first race, Andrew, AC Vinso and Ramwick on the 15th of December, finished sixth there behind a session, but look, it had a wide draw on that occasion, tried to go forward, couldn't cross, and it raced wide and without cover throughout the event in what was a pretty fast run race. It was also hampered on straightening when it was taken wider by another runner. This looks to set up a bit different this race, where there doesn't appear to be as much tempo, and you know, the horse even might be able to get across and lead today, where it might get an easier time than it did at its most previous start. Take it into race 5, number 7, Monsieur Sisu. We did speak to Jason Collett in respect to the horse's performance in the festival on the 1st of December. Finished 9th there behind My Nordic Hero, but he indicated to us that whilst he was able to get to the front in the race, the horse wasn't assisted when another horse improved to his outside and just had the horse go a little keenly. It did then race up the straight towards the rail where maybe the going wasn't as good. So, look, it was obviously up and great on that occasion, back down to a benchmark 78 today, and it didn't have everything go its way at its last start. Take it into race number 8 and Gongs at Randwick on the 15th of December. Finished 9th there behind Deprived, but look, it never got clear running at any stage in the straight, Andrew, and it couldn't be tested, and should have finished much closer than what the form suggests. And the final one to mention, race 9, number 2, Dissolute at Rosehill, 17th of November. Race disappointing, but pulled up with cardiac arrhythmia, sent back to the trials, but trial to Hawkesbury on the 7th of December, and we've had all the necessary veterinary clearances for Dissolute.
Dissolute in the last race, 9, number 2. All right, Mark, thank you for joining us. Have a safe Christmas this week coming up. We'll talk to the guys on Boxing Day morning, but have a great one on Tuesday with the family.
Yeah, great. Same to you and your listeners, Andrew.
Good on you, Mark. Mark Van Gestel, Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales. Ray Thomas, of course, is with us. And so too now from Racing and Sports, Simon Dinopoulos. How are you, Simon?
I'm pumped, Andrew. As you say, Christmas only around the corner. I spoke to Mum and Dad last night. All the seafood's been ordered, all the food stocked up. So heading back home just after we do the radio, actually. So looking forward to getting back to Sydney. Can they turn the weather on up there, though? What's going on?
It'll be right. Don't worry, Son. It's going to get better and better over next week, mate. So, just in time for the SCG test.
Ah, very good, very good.
Can you imagine if Munzie got on the phone and said, "Hey, Mum, I'm order up the prawns and everything." Mum would be on the phone for an hour. Good morning, Glenn.
Oh, well, good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Ray. Good morning, Simon. We don't have to worry about that because the tradition in the Munzee household, my big sister, it's her birthday on Christmas Eve. So Christmas Eve is always at Mum and Dad's. So it's just been there for the last, you know, nigh on 60 years. So, you know, it's just a standard sort of order, you know, a truckload of this, you know, four pallets of Crown Lager, you know, a few other things like that. But, you know, it's quite easy.
The only thing that you've upset this morning is your sister. You've given her a raise. I mean, come
I said nigh on 60. She's a long way off that. She's a long way off that. But, yeah, so, you know, when you say you're approaching 60, you know, for 4 years, you know, you all you're worried about is that number with the zero on the end. You know, you don't have to worry about it. You're past it. Yeah.
No, I'm certainly approaching it then, if you're going to go there. Mate, just before we launch into today, and we want to get going, because you know what will happen at the end, don't you, Glenn?
We'll be running short of time, Andrew, but don't worry about that. It happens every week.
Eagle Farm, we're keeping an eye because this horse has been supremely back to win today, and the Magic Millions two-year-old race just serene the two-year-old of Tony McAvoy. No, there's still only the one scratching, so... what have you got, about 24 times. Minutes? Tony, you'd be starting to get a bit sweaty now, mate.
Yeah, he'd be a bit twitchy there for Just Serene. Now, interesting, this is a horse that no official barrier trial, but it actually went round in the jump outs, the second set of jump. Well, they had official barrier trials on the new track at Eagle Farm. This went round the following week in the jump outs. It went down the back straight. So, you know, that's how it's part. Well, the rules in Queensland are different to what they are here in New South Wales. You don't have to officially barrier trial. You've just got to pass a barrier certificate. So I think it cost $800,000 or something as a yearling. Just Serene. Mm. Interesting enough, the majority of the money came for it yesterday. Not only the race, you did mention earlier, and yeah, it's been back to an $80,000 in the race today and $300,000-odd in the Magic Millions, where it's $51 into an $8 chance. Well, that $8 chance now puts it on the third line of betting for the Magic Millions, and there is no horse being back to win more money in the Magic Millions than Just Serene. So,
I guess
people
they do have.
To it running.
Yeah, they have next Saturday. Obviously, there's another couple of weeks before we get there. But I know. Tony was very keen to get it running today, but we'll keep an eye on it. There's only the one scratching there at this stage.
Yeah,
all right, let's get into it. Warwick.
The last few years, the Magic Millions winner has appeared or been very, very prominent within 3 weeks of the race. It happened with Hootson. Yep. Sunlight ran twice in the lead-up in the last 3 weeks before the Magic Millions. So a little bit of a change to the preparations of the Magic Millions runners in the last couple of years.
All right, we'll keep an eye on that for everybody, but let's focus in on Warwick Farm out there today for the Australian Turf Club. Free entry, Glenn, so let's kick start with the first. Oh, it's hours away. It's still 5 hours away, 20 past one.
Oh, is it? Oh, gee, I won't have to leave for a while then. It's the member get member handicap here. So if you're a member of the ATC, you know, what if there's a great Christmas present? Get someone a membership of the ATC. Just think of all those gun meetings. They're going to save that money on and be in the members area for the meetings over the next 12 months. So this is a two-year-old event over 1,200 metres. We start with Sebra Kate here with the blinkers on today as a $5 chance. AC Vinco at $3.20. Deterge at $2.10. And that price makes it favourite. 24 Carat came out this morning, 9 cents a win and 9 cents a place. War Baron, new rider there, Adam Hieronymus replacing Andrew Atkins. Get fit, Andy. War Baron is a $19 chance. Elon at $14. Girls Are Ready at $9. Dolce came out this morning, 3 cents a win and 3 cents a place. And Empires Collide is a $26 chance. Best supported runner here easily is Deterge. It was 3.20 into 2.30 by yesterday without any scratchings. With the two scratchings this morning, just got a little trim up into $2.10. Second pick would be AC Vinco.
And Simon, we heard earlier from Mark Newnham about AC Vinco. How do you see the race today with him?
Yeah, I think he'll take up the running, or he looks most likely from that draw, I think, can come across. Sebra Kate, obviously, with the blinkers on today, expect it to be prominent. Deterred shouldn't be too far away, though I doubt they'll want to lead. And then Empires Collide from the inside can kick up. I think AC Vinco, if they want it, they can take the lead.
Yeah, agree, Simon. He'll be hard to beat, but I'm with Deterge because This Godolphin Juvenile Juggernaut, they're producing good youngsters almost every week. And I know he's only had the one trial going into this, but it was an absolute eye-catcher at Rose Hill on December 4. He's a lovely colt by Exceed and Excel, beautiful mover, detersion. He was just cruising down the centre of that trial, beaten less than a half length into second spot. Looks a promising horse. I agree with Simon's summation of the speed map. He should be settling just off speed. And I think Deterge's got a fair bit under the bonnet. I think he'll unleash late and run down the two, AC Vinco. Now, the wet track's interesting to me, Simon, because on the quick backup after a tough run in the nursery last Saturday when he was four wide, face breeze in that speed battle up front, he held on well to run sixth, beaten just over three lengths behind Accession in Strasbourg. I think we all agree that English nursery is a really good form race, and AC Vinco's effort was excellent. He'll, on the quick backup, will be hard to beat going to the 1,200 metres. And two out of the Canterbury Friday night meeting recently, Girls are already the winner, and the third horse, War Baron, that night. I think they'll both run well here. That was a heavy eight. Girls already was quite dominant. It was a really strong win by this filly. She was beaten by AC Vinco, though, at her previous start at Canberra. However, that win at Canterbury was on a heavy track. And I liked the run of War Baron from back that night, Simon. He got the line quite well. In the first three deterge, the first starter, I got him on top of that little niggle about the heavy track first up at 1,200 metres. 3, 2, 7, and 5.
Yeah, agree, Ray, with Deterge. James Cummings, the stable, certainly getting their juveniles to fire. And they haven't really set the trials alight. They've sort of been taking it easy, and it's certainly paid dividends. They've had four winners from 18 starters and six minor placings. So the two-year-olds are certainly flying. I think James McDonald is the key. Whenever he's booked for a Godolphin two-year-old or generally any Godolphin runner, you can be pretty confident they're going into it fairly bullish of their chances and happy to lean his way. I thought his sole trial was very good. He looks to have a bit of talent. Number one, Sebricate. I think he brings the best form exposed to the race. That a theory. Obviously, Accession's come out of it and won well last weekend. He gets the blinkers on for the first time. Gets in well after the claim. I think Sebricate can only run well here today. No knock on AC Vinco. Should lead and be in it for a long way. And number six, Elon, just keeping him safe. It was no surprise to see a bit of money for him on debut. He was safely held there, but I think that Sarzan form is being a bit undersold. He's $15 for the Magic Millions at this stage. I've backed him to win the Magic Millions. I don't think there's a great deal or how we do things at work between it and Unite and Conquer. So I'll be having a nibble at the 15s on Sarzan. He won't run again before the race. He'll trial next week. But I think Elon, he's one to put in your black book down the track, and he's got a bit of ability as well. But with Deterge, a debutant, my numbers 3, 1, 2 and 6.
Darren Flindell calling all the action of Warwick Farm. He likes Sebricate in the first for Lindsay Park to beat 3, 2 and 7. 1, 3, 2 and 7 in race 1. Race 2, Glenn, it's this week's edition of the Tab Highway.
Yeah, and this week we're at a Class 3 event over 1,600 metres, the Tab Highway. And we start with Hamur with the concussion plates on the front today. The $2.40 favourite. Mubi is at $3.10. Without Revenge came out this morning, 11 cents a win and 10 cents a place. Footmark is an $8 chance. Sostenido at $6. Vigorish came out this morning, 5 cents a win and 5 cents a place. Blue Collar Boy at 21. Tag and Release at 15. Foxy LaBelle, Winona Costin, the replacement rider there, at $14. Tiara Road at 34. And Sar Rim is a $31 chance. Top two dominate here. They're about 65% of the total investment. More money for Hamurl than Mubi. And then you've got to go right down to the bottom one, Sar Rim, who's a hundreds into $31. And Foxy LaBelle would be fourth pick. They're the top four and the only four with any money on them, realistically, in the Tab Highway.
And I was talking with Cody Morgan yesterday, the trainer of Mubi. He was concerned by maybe a lack of pace here.
Yeah, certainly right, Andrew. Unlike most highways, there's not a lot of speed in this weekend, only a moderate. I think Sarim looks your leader from the inside draw. Foxy LaBelle comes across, possibly Tag and Release presses forward. And I think Hamurl, I know he goes back or can get back in his races. I don't think James will want to give away that inside draw, so I expect him to be more prominent. But yeah, only a moderate tempo here.
Yeah, at least Mubi's drawn well, so hopefully he can settle front half. I'm with him, the two, Mubi, to beat one, Hamurl. As Glenn mentioned, the money's for these two. I think they'll fight it out. Leaning slightly towards Mubi, he's just a horse in a rich vein of form at the moment. His last two wins at Scone, admittedly on a bigger track, over 1,400 and 1,600, have just been so impressive. He's been really strong late. He's powered through the line. untested on a heavy, but he has won on the soft previously, Mubi, and he's rock hard fit, and as I said, he's just in such tremendous form. I'm leaning his way from one Hamill, who looks the obvious threat. Had no official trials going into that highway first up. Ran a really good third behind Our Rosemary over 1,400. He'll be better suited at 1,600 metres. He's won on the soft, untested on the heavy as well, but he's a very talented horse. The 9, Foxy LaBelle, I agree with Simon. I can see this mare settling on speed here, and Terry Robinson's having a really good run at the moment. This mare's very consistent, and she's got good form on soft and heavy, so she comes into calculations. And 4 foot mark, the best of the rest. He was running home nicely at Wagga last start, has got heavy track form. I think Glenn might remember this. I think Jodie Ball was the first female jockey ever to ride a winner at Warwick Farm back in the 80s, I think, Glenn, by memory. And she trains Footmark, who's an each-way chance. In the highway, 2 Mubi on top, 2, 1, 9, and 4.
Same Quinella for me, Ray, just swing the other way with Hamill here on top. I thought he did a good enough job first up over the 1,400 metres. I think he'll be at his top when he gets out to sort of 2,000. Mm. So the step up to the mile suits. I think James, as mentioned, be a bit more, he'll be more prominent, from that inside draw. I think that highway form's pretty good, so I'll lean his way from number 2, Mubi. Obviously, unsure if he'll handle the heavy, as is the same with Hamill, but look, it's hard not to be taken by his form this time in, and as good a push as ever with Greg Ryan coming to town to ride. You don't often see that, so that's as good a push. And Cody Morgan, sneaky flying, 22% from his last 50 runners and 21 from his last 350. So stable, certainly going well, and he deserves his chance. Just a lack of tempo lent me the way of Hamill. I think he'll settle in front of him, which could prove the difference. Number 11, Sarim, $31. It's going to lead this race. Drops back in trip. It got all the favours, admittedly, at Canberra last start. But I think back to a mile, it could lead, could give a bit of cheek. So $31, I'll be keeping it safe if you are playing the early quaddie. And number 5, Sostenato. Hasn't been far off the mark. I thought his performance was solid and an eye-catcher late. But with Hamill, I just think it settles in front of Mubi. My numbers 1, 2, 11 and 5.
And for Darren Flindell, it's 1 Hamill as well to be 2, 5 and 4. 1, 2, 5 and 4 in the second race. The rider through for the Bandits in race 4, it's James Innes Jr. Race 4, number 11, the Bandit, James Innes Jr. And now we have all of the replacements there for Andrew Atkins. Race 3, Glenn, the summer racing here over the sprint trip, 1,000 metres.
Yeah, and Ray, you're on the ball there. Jodie was actually the first female apprentice to ride a winner at Randwick as well back in the 80s, so she got a good double there, Jodie. Mm. So let's have a look at the market on race 3 here, the summer racing. The benchmark 78 over 1,000 metres, and we've got Revenir here as a $3.30 chance. Ghostly, with the tongue tie on but the cross noseband off, is at $14. Seeking Glory out this morning, 14 cents a win and 12 cents of the place. And they have opened this new market, so I'll make sure they haven't changed any prices. Then we go to Lucy Rose at $6. Difficult to get at $7. All Too Royal out yesterday, 12 cents a win and 11 cents a place. Heart Conquered is at $2.25 now. And favourite, Alart at $11. Phuket, now Jean Villeneuve Mare, no claim here, at $18. And November Man came out this morning, 6 cents a win and 6 cents a play. So that's a fresh market, pay 1-2 with the scratchings there. So I'll go back to the old market and tell you that the best supported runner there easily was Heart Conquered. They give it a twist, it was 2.30. And when they've opened this new market 5 seconds ago, they've made it 2.25. But it's the best supported runner, a long way in front of Ghostly and Difficult to Get.
Okay, but no claim Jean Van Overmeer?
No.
Okay. We heard from Joe Cleary earlier. He was thinking or said to us that he'd let Heart Conquered go here.
Yeah, which swings the race firmly in his favour. That was my only question mark on the speed map, was Lucy Rose going to press and have to do a bit of work? But the fact they're going to hand up, look, I think he's going to get all the favours now, Heart Conquered. All Too Royal and Seeking Glory went around yesterday, looked the other pressure in the race, so I think Tommy gets his own way in front here, right?
He looks really hard to beat, doesn't he? Heart Conquered, and there was an air of confidence from Michael Hawkes about this three-year-old this morning, and we haven't seen him since that win at Warwick Farm over the 1,000 metres on a heavy eight late in November when Simon, he dominated that race, didn't he, from in front, was very strong through the line. Seeking Glory was second, was placed yesterday at the Kenso. Depriver ran third that day, has come out and won since at Randwick. So the form around that Warwick Farm race, very strong, and he's a promising horse going forward, heart conquered. And as I mentioned, Michael Hawks had an air of confidence about him. Got the seven heart conquered on top in a race. It's got a couple of scratchings here. I think the danger now is the one Revenir, who's coming back in grade and back to his right distance. So I think off a 1300 metre run, when he was a little bit flat, I thought at Rose Hill last start behind Mapmaker. At his previous start, so he was consistent twice at Ramick over the 1000 metres running second. And just that heavy track form also, big tick there, three previous attempts on a heavy for three minor placings. The five, difficult to get. This is a mare who always goes well fresh. A couple of lovely trials going into this. Has got soft and heavy track form, will be hard to beat. And in all the others, I thought Lucy Rose probably settled just off speed, will run a race here. She's got wet track form as well. But Heart Conquered, he was so good at Warwick Farm 3 weeks ago. I've got to stay with him, Simon. Seven, Heart Conquered on top. 7, 1, 5, and 4.
Very similar numbers for me, Ray. 7-1-5-2 with Heart Conquered, as mentioned, with Joe Cleary suggesting they're going to hand up to Lucy Rose. I just hope Tommy takes the race. And he's similar to how Brenton Abdullah, he took the race early and took no prisoners. And I think that's how you got to ride him here. From the inside draw, leads for fun, and as you mentioned, was dominant at this course and distance under similar conditions. So if he repeats, and if not improves, which is what was suggested on the radio this morning, he's going to be very, very hard to beat. I think the danger is number one, Revenir, back to the 1000, I think it's a big tick on his best form. He's certainly more than capable. Just whether Heart Conquered gets all the favours in front and he can run him down, that's a question mark, but he's certainly more than up to this. Number five, difficult to get. She's a talented mare when right, and have to respect her fresh. And of the rest, number two, Ghostly, probably not a suitable race for him, 1000 metres, but again, he gets in well at the weights here on his best form and keep him safe, but I think it's all around Heart Conquered. He should lead and win. My number's 7, 1, 5, and 2.
Darren Flindell in the race, similar as well. 7 to beat 2, 1, and 5. 7, 2, 1, and 5 in race number 3 from Darren Flindell. Still that one scratching in that first race at Eagle Farm. And Glenn, I was just looking at the Racing Queensland calendar. No wonder he's keen to get a run today, because next week there's only the 1 2-year-old race at Doomben. And Sun City, the stable mate, is going to run in that race. So that might be another, because I looked at the Gold Coast to see, but the prize money wouldn't be enough, even if they won a race there. So he's keen to run today, Tony, knowing that Sun City's going to run in the McLaughlin, McLaughlin next week.
I wonder, Andrew, if he'd consider switching him back to Sydney just to get a run, because the noms aren't huge for that Randwick race next Saturday, the 2-year-old race. He might be able to get a start there.
Yeah, well, that's an option, certainly a live option. But anyway, we'll wait and see what happens in the next 10 minutes or so. A break. This is Racing HQ, back with the boys to look at the fourth race in a moment.
Dynamic Syndications, Gay and Adrian introduce a fantastic filly and the first yearling at Tullock Lodge by Wongina. Snitzel's Group 1 winning son and now exciting first crop sire. Trained by Gay, Wongina was the fastest 2-year-old in the stable and won the Group 1 Australian Guineas at 3. From Spooked, winning daughter of Group 2 winner Beat the Phase. Join our Dynamic Gay and Adrian team. 5% shares, just $7,625. For info, visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 33-6808.
English graduates dominated the spring 3-year-old classics. Extra Brute in the Derby.
He's strong. He wins the Derby. Extra Brute from Stafford.
Aristia in the Oaks.
Aristia just in front of Graceful Glamour. Aristia. Aristia won the Oaks from Graceful Glamour.
And the Autumn Sun in the Guineas. Smart buyers be in 2019? English.com.au.
Mum, do you want to know the long-range forecast for this summer?
Yes.
Moderate temperatures, gentle breezes, and cool gift cards.
Gift cards?
When you buy a split-system air conditioner from Bingley.
Which one, Lionel?
We've got the latest models from Fujitsu, Mitsubishi Electric, Kelvinator, and Panasonic.
What could be better?
A bonus Bingley gift card, up to $300, depending on the size of the aircon.
So beat the heat this summer.
With a brand-new aircon and a bonus gift card from Bingley.
Terms and conditions apply. See bingley.com.au for details.
Get ready to secure the very best that New Zealand has to offer. With a catalogue of the best yearlings available, buy from the best in the business at the NZB Standard Bred sales in Auckland and Christchurch. Contact NZB Standard Bred now to request the catalogue or view online at nzbstandardbred.co.nz. New Zealand Bloodstock. Where winning begins.
Right.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Ray Thomas, Simon Dinopoulos and the TAB's Glenn Munsey all with us this morning on Racing HQ. And this is Sky Sports Radio with you. And, of course, every Saturday, Sky Thoroughbred Central are with us as well. We're up to race four, the first leg of today's Big Six, and they're thinking a projected pool of around 100,000 today.
Yeah, Ray, and the only problem with your little effort there to get for Tony to run that horse in Sydney, there's nine races on that day. They've extended noms on six of the nine races, and the two-year-old is not one of the races where the noms have been extended.
I was thinking of the Wednesday race, and those fields were already out, so he's in all sorts now, isn't he, boys?
Yeah, so well, he's got it in at races at the Sunny Coast and Ipswich, but they're only $20,000 races.
Yeah,
so
it's not enough.
A bit of froth and bubble at this stage. Right, fourth here, the 2019 membership handicap. Of course, your ATC membership for next year. A benchmark 88 over 2110 here with the, which is a little bit unusual with the rail in the normal position. But we've got Naval Warfare here is at $4.80. The Getaway at $34. Top Prospect came out on Thursday. 15 cents a win and nothing the place. Araja is $3.70 and favourite. Vaucluse Bay up this morning. 9 cents a win and 9 cents a place. Follow suit at 12. Beijing Board at $41. Mutarakem at 9. Solo Mission is a $4 chance. Keep Up, Jason Collard a kilo over at 54. $9.50. And the Bandit, James Innes Jr., the rider there, at $5. Not much activity on this race at all. Actually, Follow Suit is the horse that has most money invested on it in the race here. And second pick would be Solo Mission, but round of drinks.
Follow Suit first up today. How's the pace here, Simon?
Yeah, not a lot, Andrew. They're very tricky, these same races. I think Naval Warfare most likely to lead from the inside. Mutarakem can press forward. Araja's the one up in the air. They may look to press forward from that wide draw, but not a lot of obvious speed here, right?
Yeah, it's a tough one, isn't it? Obviously, Chris Waller has a strong hand numerically, even with the scratching of Vaucluse Bay. He still has five in it. That tempo is a concern, Simon. But I've come back to the nine Solo Mission. I just think he's ready to show something here. I know he's coming back a fraction in trip from the 2400 back to 2110, but the heavy tracks compensates that. And these last two runs have been really solid. He ran a good fourth, only beaten about 3 1/4 lengths behind Skyboy, over 2000 at Rose Hill. Of course, Skyboy's kept winning and won the Villiers last start. And then in his most recent run at the 24 at Rose Hill, Solo Mission got the line nicely to run third behind Mazaz, who's since run well at Flemington. So the form around him is excellent. The key today, Simon, he drops 5 kilos from 58 to 53. The heavy track's no issue. It always had two previous attempts on heavy for two placings. I just think he might be the one ready to strike some form here, nine Solo Mission. But it's such an even race. Four, Araja, also coming back in up to the right trip now for a good third at Rose Hill last start. She's a handy mare, a bit one pace, but she's very tough, and the heavy track won't bother her. I think 10 Keep Up's better suited at the slightly shorter trip than she was was last start at Rose Hill in the Mazaz race. Keep Up's previous form was excellent. Back to 2110, more his go, and he'll be running home hard. And the one Naval Warfare, if Simon's right and he does go forward and potentially controls race, he'll be really hard to beat. He did run fourth in that Abdon race last start after leading into the straight and only beaten less than a length in a blanket finish. He was third to the Christmas Cup winner, Our Century, at his previous start. So he's got his hoof right on the till. That sort of race, isn't it, Simon? 9-4, Solo Mission on top, 9-4, 10-1.
Yeah, very tricky race in terms of being bullish with any, especially when the speed map's up in the air, isn't it, Ray? But I lent the way of Naval Warfare. I think James McDonald is a key booking there and comes into it. His last three starts only really been narrowly beaten. So as you touched on, Ray, he's on firmly on the till. I think he can lead from the inside draw and should be in it for a long way. I think the danger is number four, Araja. I thought she was going to win last start. She got given a great ride from Tommy Berry from the inside and got the split and just couldn't put him away there. But now fourth up, she should be at a top. Just hasn't won for a long time. Obviously, we'll just see how she lines up today. I'm just hoping they do press forward from the draw, because if they go back, I think her chances of winning are certainly a lot tougher. But do respect her now. Number nine, Solo Mission. He continues to race well, been right around the mark. And number eight, Mutarakem, similar form this time in. Have to respect those down in the weights, but a race I haven't got a lot of confidence in, but with J-Mac on, I'll lean the way of Naval Warfare. My numbers 1, 4, 9 and 8.
One's also the fancy for Darren Flindell, Naval Warfare, to beat 6, 4 and 10. 1, 6, 4 and 10 in race number 4. 8.30 it is. That's 7.30 in Queensland. They're about to go interim in that first race that we've been talking about. And there is only the one scratching there as it stands right now. So it'll need something right on the death for Just Serene, the horse that's been plunged with Tab to run today. All right, race 5, Glenn, the events by the ATC race.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, in the old days, Tony would have been at the track very early handing over get a scratching.
It makes you think that someone thought there was going to be a scratching.
Well, I suppose when there's one already out and you want one more, especially at this, you know, at this time of year, well, you know, you get, you know, multiple scratching. So, you know, you're taking the odds to it. You have shown your hand. You're probably very twitchy. That's the thing. You can't let it go. And I've got to back it. Well, it hasn't got a run yet.
All I can say is I spoke to Tony on Wednesday when the field was out. One, he didn't realise there was only going to be 10 runners because of the restrictions, because of the developments outside the track have affected it. And at this time of the year, only 10 two-year-olds can run from the 1,000-metre shoot. So he didn't know that. So it probably hasn't been the kindest week for him. But anyway,
the other reason it was more than likely made an emergency was the fact it didn't, I don't know, it hadn't officially trialled, albeit it had that jump out. It hadn't officially trialled. I don't know whether that's the rule in Queensland. If you don't trial, you're made an emergency in preference to those that have already trialled.
Understand. All right, we'll wait and see. What about race 5 here?
Yeah, the events by the ATC here, benchmark 78 over the mile. We've got Astoria here at $4.60. Green Sweet at $21. Dalmatia Prince at $31. Sparky Lad with the blinkers on today, $7. Interweary, good luck to Darren. Darren Pearson, his fellow owners there with Interweary, it's a $7 chance. Island Missile out this morning, 13 cents a win and 11 cents a place. Monsieur Sissou is favourite here at $3.50.
The poster boy. Arsene. The poster boy.
There's plenty on the bandwagon today.
I know. I've had people saying it all fancy ways this week. Come on, please. There's only one G Munsey.
Yeah, righto. We've got Tarsin out, 4 cents a win and 4 cents a place out Friday. Deft is a $6 chance. Say Da Vinci is $6 and Chalks at $13. I wouldn't say it's one-way track, but it's popular anyway. Monsieur Sissou, it's already $3.70 to $3.50 this morning. Astoria with some support. And Simon, are you on the Monsieur Sissou bandwagon? Straight to the front, easy lead. Ta-ta, Tatiana.
That's the plan, Munz. That's the way I read it. I think a few people read it the same way. So, obviously, I was on with Brad Gray yesterday. He was keen. I think Brad Davo made it his best bet of the day. So there's a few riding it today for sure.
And he does lead, Simon?
Yeah, does lead.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I think he leads fairly comfortably here. I didn't see a lot of pressure. Deft possibly from the inside. Sparky Lab with blinkers, but can't imagine they're going to roll. Interwary and Chalk from out wide. So it looks pretty obvious on paper that he's going to get the lead fairly comfortably.
And that's the key, isn't it? Look, I'm with him, Monsieur Sissou, and he comes back off that festival run when he led into the straight. He did drop out and run ninth behind my Nordic Hero, but his two previous starts were excellent. Back in grade here, as Simon suggests, he's just going to control this race. His two career wins came during the winter this year on heavy tracks at Canterbury when he was very strong late. I just think this race sets up beautifully for Monsieur Sissou. He's fourth up and ready to go and gets those track conditions, which he excels in. 7 Monsieur Sissou on top from 10 Say Da Vinci. This horse has learnt how to win. His last two runs at Canterbury over 15.50. He's been very strong. Two runs back, it was an easy win, as you'll see, in a maiden, but he came and backed it up next start in a benchmark 70. He's a horse on the rise, and he hasn't been tested on a heavy track. He's only run on the soft, was unplaced. That's the query, but he's a very fit, in-form horse, racing with confidence. 1 Astoria, Been thereabouts in recent starts in stronger grade. He's run at Rose Hill last up behind Reflectivity was sound. He's got heavy track form and got a touch of class. Just doesn't win often, does he, Simon? And five into where he liked his first up run. Second up, though, on a heavy track is an issue. But seven Monsieur Sisu just controls this race and does look very hard to beat. 7, 10, 1 and 5.
Yeah, firmly in his corner. I think he obviously displayed good ability last preparation. I think the horse is flying this time in. His run first up was enormous on speed. He was only narrowly beaten second up, and then I thought he stuck on well in the Festival Stakes, and the biggest tick there was his SP. He started 8-1 in the Group 3 race, back to a 78. He leads, and I think the biggest tick is he gets on to the rain-affected track. He's only placed in 2 of 7 on a good track, and he's won both attempts with the sting out. So I think Jason will want to lead here, will want to roll in front. He's at his best when let rip, and he's going to be too hard to run down. So firmly in his corner here. From number 4, Sparky Lad, just a bit of a speck with the blinkers going on for the first time. Obviously hasn't shown much this time in, but look, James McDonald is booked. He's third up. He shouldn't be too far away from the inside draw. Wouldn't be surprised to see him jump out of the ground today. Number 9, Deft, I think had excuses last start. Her form prior was very good. She can obviously measure up. And number 1, Astoria, obviously doesn't win out of turn, but if he chooses to put his best foot forward, he can be right in the finish. But Monsieur Sisu looks to lead control. I think he's going to be very hard to beat. My numbers 7, 4, 9 and 1.
Very strong also is Darren Flindell on the 7. Makes it his best bet of the day here. 7 to beat 9, 4 and 3. 7, 9, 4 and 3. And they've really joined in today, Glenn. They're all with you. They're all with you.
Let's hope we're not saying sacre bleu, Andrew, after the race and something like that, or another word that we won't say in the,
we'll just keep going. Let's look at the tab rewards here, race number 6.
Now, this is a fillies and mares benchmark 78 over 1,400. Now, I must admit, I'm going to put my hand up. I was thrown out here. This race, the 1,400s today, we are back to shoot starts. Now, I must admit, when I was doing some work Wednesday night, I was still working on the fact that we were course proper starts. So we are shoot starts. We haven't had shoot starts for a few months at Warwick Farm. They are totally different races from the shoot rather than the course proper. So this is a shoot a start race 6 here, as will the other 1,400 metre races today. So we've got Strome here as a $21 chance. Sweet Victory at 14. Nikki's Gold is at $10. Velocita with the blinkers on today at $9. So Magic is at $9.50. It's So Obvious out on Wednesday, 3 cents a win and nothing the place. Bella Success at $6.50. The Art of the Bar is a $1.70 chance. See Hampton out this morning, 5 cents a win and 5 cents a place. Stock Up out yesterday, 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place. Madison Avenue at $23. No Interest, out no deduction. And Lucky Louie, blinkers on today and winkers off. And it's a $16 chance. Hasn't been an overly vigorous betting race. Only slightly more money on Art of the Bar than there is on Nikki's Gold here. And third pick would be Strome.
And does the Art of the Bar get a soft lead here? Or, I mean, I know it's drawn wide, but is there much inside it?
I don't think there's much inside it that can go with her, Andrew. Up to 1,400, I think she'll lead this fairly comfortably from the wide draw. I like when leaders draw out, so I think there's no issues with her getting across. Madison Avenue kicks up. Bella Cheetah with the blinkers on shouldn't be too far away. And So Magic also from the inside. But again, similar to Monsieur Sisu's race, this looks fairly stock standard, the speed map. It should lead comfortably the Art of the Bar, Ray.
Yeah, I think she'll win again. Let's see, she's just in super form, isn't she, at the moment? The Art of the Bar has reeled off 3 consecutive wins by dominating races from in front. And in between the wins at Kembla and Warwick Farm, she won at Warwick Farm 2 runs back on a heavy 8, and that was the most impressive of those 3 wins. She gapped her rivals that day, and the track condition's no issue at all for her. And as Glenn mentioned, from the shoot start now, so she'll just cruise across, plenty of time to get over from. She'll start out of gate 8 now, I think it is, with the scratchings, and she'll lead this easily, as Simon suggested. And the 1,400 metres was the only issue I had, Simon, but we spoke to Adrian Bott earlier, and he's been keen to get her out to this trip. He believes she'll just use her cruising speed, control the race, and I think she'll just keep winning. She's short enough, but she should win the Art of the Bar. I think 11 Madison Avenue is overs here, Simon, because I do agree she'll settle on speed. Her first up run at Rose Hill was a great return to form by her. She sort of lost her way last prep, but she's run fifth to Sweet Deal first up, beaten a length and a half after being up on speed all the way. A really good return, and she does have soft track form. So I'm giving her a terrific chance at odds, Madison Avenue. Four Velocita and three Nikki's Gold, both mares who've got good wet track form. Velocita's very fit racing consistently, and Nikki's Gold had excuses second up. She's fitter here and comes back to a course and distance where she's won previously. She's got soft track form to her credit. Eight, the Art of the Bar, very short but should win. 8, 11, 4, and 3 in race six.
Yeah, agree, Ray. Very hard to get away from the favourite. Agree, she is short enough, but I think deservedly so. She gapped them at Warwick Farm over the 1,200 on a heavy track and then backed up within 7 days onto a good track and was still too good. I thought that was a massive tick for her as a horse. And now gets back onto a wet track, 1,400 metres. I think she leads them for fun. And Tim Clark knows her so well. I think she'll lead and she'll win. From number three, Nikki's Gold, likely to get back in the race. She was very good first up, and I thought her run last up was just as good, just the way the race panned out. She wasn't able to get into it. Should be at a top third up. She can certainly run well. Number seven, Bella Success, won well fresh, and interesting listening to Chris Waller this morning. Suggested she just raced a touch flat second up, so I expect her to bounce back third up this afternoon. And number one, Strome. She's been a sectional star all the way through this time in. Whether she gets a chance here at 1,400, we're not too sure, but she's knocking on the door. She's going to win a race this preparation. Maybe not today, but certainly follow her. But the Art of the Bar leads control, similar to Monsieur Susu. I think she'll take plenty of catching. My number's 8, 3, 7 and 1.
Yeah, Darren Flindell's with the Art of the Bar as well. Number 8 to beat 1, 3 and 4. 8, 1, 3 and 4 for Darren in the TAB Rewards Race 6. This is Racing HQ. We've got three to come back with the boys after this break on Sky Thoroughbred Central and Sky Sports Radio.
The Magic Millions Gold Coast Yearling Sale is home of Australia's breed shapers and record breakers. The source of superstar sires Snitzel, Sabermeal, Written Tycoon and Sebring, and the new kids on the block, Dissident, Piero, Vancouver, Capitalist and Zoostar. The Gold Coast Yearling Sale is ready to deliver again in 2019. The two highest prize money earners in Australian racing history were also sold on the Gold Coast. Redzel and the incomparable champion, Winks. Australasia's finest yearlings go under the hammer from January 9 to 15 on the Gold Coast. To view the catalogue and for more information, visit magicmillions.com.au.
Sports fans, as we approach the end of 2018, let's put the year's sporting disappointments behind us. Not every team can win. It's the moments that matter. We all love a great sporting erection.
I think you'll find that's resurrection, Andrew.
Whatever your sporting fix, there's no better way to plan around sport than Sportsia. The gurus of planning for as long as Laurie Daly has lived outside of Judy. Order the 2019 Sportsia Diary at sportsia.com.au. That's sportsia.com.au. Sportsia, plan it right.
So, who are you backing in the next?
Well, I like this one at the distance, but...
Whoever you're backing, TAB's got you covered. This Saturday, place a fixed odds win bet on races 1 to 3 at Eagle Farm, Warwick Farm and Flemington. If your horse runs second or third, get a bonus bet back up to $50.
We're on here, boys. Lock it in.
Who are you backing? TAB. Download the app today. TAB account bets only. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
The catalogue for the 2019 Melbourne Premier Yearling Sale is out now. 786 yearlings on offer from March 3 to 6 at a renovated Oaklands Junction. A new look venue, the same English passion. Catalogue available at inglis.com.au.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Yes, the offers are there. Races 1, 2, 3 today at Warwick Farm, Eagle Farm and at Flemington. Those TAB offers. Let's have a look now at Race 7 at Warwick Farm with Ray Simon and Glenn Munsey from TAB. And we remind you, test the world here, Glenn. Adam Hieronymus, 1 kilo over to ride at 54.
Yes, this is the open handicap, the December handicap here. Once again, 1,400. Once again, a shoot start here. And we'll start with Pecans, who's a $4.20 chance, and that price makes it equal favourite. Snippets Land out this morning, 6 cents a win and 6 cents a place. Spectroscope, $4.20 equal favourite. Invincibile is a $7 chance. Sir Plush at 7. More Energy at 61. Sir Bacchus at $9.50. Strathmore out this morning, 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place. Sayed is at $26. Test the World with those changes there at $7.50. Super Tycoon is out, no deduction. Cattersby is at $5.50. And Kanachi is a $16 chance. Most popular runner here, only by the space of a couple of hundred, is Pecans in front of Test the World and Kanachi.
And who takes it up, Simon?
Good pressure, Andrew. There looks to be a bit. Cattersby obviously drawn the better of the front runners, so should hold from that position. But then out wide, Kanachi, Test the World, they press forward. Pecans won't be too far away. Invincibile won't be in the push for the lead, but won't be far off him. And then Surplus drawn inside Cattersby. So good pressure here, Ray. I think every horse will get their chance.
It hopefully will suit a stalker like Spectroscope. I'm with him here, Simon. Look, I know he hasn't won since he took out the Doncaster Prelude in March of 2017. That was on a heavy track, a heavy nine at Rose Hill that day, a Group 3. He then ran in the Doncaster the following week, true barrier 20, never on the track. It was a heavy track that day, and he's only run 10th. But he hasn't struck a heavy track since Spectroscope, and he hasn't managed to win since that Doncaster Prelude. But he's run some decent races in strong company during that period. He comes off a really good fourth on a good track in the festival last start at Rose Hill. Back to Warwick Farm, back to a heavy track, that solid tempo that Simon suggested. I think he can return to winning form despite that long time out of the winning list. 3 Spectroscope on top. I think 12 Catesby or Cattersby can run a super race here. It's 2 runs for Greg McPhailen have been excellent. It'll be up on the speed. He's a tough horse. His last start was just run down late by Mapmaker. Blinkers off, winkers on today. Hopefully he won't be too aggressive up on the speed here, Simon. I think he can run a race with virtually nothing on his back. Jenny Duggan does claim that too. Brings him with only 50 kilos. Pecan's the obvious class. Look, she's a quality mare, a multiple stakes winner, third up today on her home track. She enjoys heavy track conditions, a claim she's not badly off, and she'll be in this race for a long, long way. And 4 Invincibile resuming here, but he's been trained up for this and trialling well. 3 Spectroscope, the heavy track sways him towards me this way. I think 3 on top from 12, 1 and 4.
I'll lean the way of Invincibile, Ray. I think I went back through his career. First time he's ever had 3 trials going into a preparation, so into a first up run, I should say. And while his best form is second up, I think he's well prepped up for this. And his form last time in was very good without winning. He continued to race well. He flew first up last time in. So on debut for the Mark Newnham stable, I think he gets into a good spot just behind that good speed here. And I think he can run well. I agree. I think the danger is number 3, Spectroscope. He hasn't won 637 days, Ray. So hopefully he can break through today. But agree, I think he's flying, and James McDonald, key booking. And agree, I think you just want to get those horses just off the speed. And Spectroscope looks to land there. So they're the Quinella for me. Number 7, Sir Bacchus. Went enormous first up, and then just raced, I would say, it was disappointing last start, but maybe just a touch flat second up. If he returns to the level of form that he produced first up, he'll be in the finish for sure. So certainly keeping him safe. And number 12, Cattersby, got to respect it down in the weight, should lead here and be in it for a long way. But I think Invincibile gets his chance to stalk from that draw, and I think he's well prepped up to run well for his new stable. My numbers 4, 3, 7 and 12.
Darren Flindell goes for Spectroscope number 3 to beat 4, 1 and 7. 3, 4, 1 and 7 in race number 7. Race 8, the Tab Handicap. Zidane here, number 3, a late one, Glenn.
Yeah, and didn't make much effect, Andrew. It was a $26 chance, okay. 2 cents for it anyway. This is a benchmark 72. The 8th race here over 1,300 metres. And Let's Party Marty has winkers on today, but blinkers off at $7. Sedition is a $19 chance. Zidane, 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place for that late scratching this morning. Sky Ray with a tongue tie on at $16. Kappa Jack is the $3.30 favourite. Smarter Lissom out Thursday, 6 cents a win and nothing the place. When we got Divine Breeze at $13. Gongs at $7.50. Pembroke Castle, $4.40. Lilith, Jean Van Overmeer will only claim a kilo and a half here, so 53.5 for Lilith at $15. Navigator out this morning, 3 cents a win and 3 cents a place. Charatira is a $9 chance. Shawnee with the muffs on and the nose roll on. I wonder how Shawnee is going over there in Europe at $9.50. and M. Schalke is a 100-to-1 chance. Best supported runner here easily is Kappa Jack, looking to go 2 from 2, won a benchmark 78 at his first start on a Saturday, now goes to a benchmark 72. So this is basically a Wednesday race on a Saturday.
Does Divine Breeze get a soft lead the way it ran the other day or not?
I think there's good. I think it leads, or there looks to be good pressure, though. Let's Party Marty looks to come across. Pembroke Castle's the one on top selection. He could be caught wide here, but there looks to be a good speed away. Lilith certainly won't want to give away that inside draw. Charioteer and Sedition both press forward. I think the favourite, Ray, Kappa Jack, just from that draw, likely to go back, you'd think?
Yeah, I think he will, and I've got no issue with that, Simon. He came from off-speed at Rose Hill on debut, covered extra ground, and we all saw what he did. It was just an outstanding performance to win against older horses at your first start in a benchmark 78 on Saturday class. As Glenn mentioned, he's coming back in grade today, and I think really good move by Team Hawks to give young Brock Ryan, who's riding very well at the moment, the mount on Kappa Jack. That takes three off. He gets him at 54. Look, we don't know about him on a heavy track. I concede that, but he's obviously a horse with real talent, and I'm banking on that talent getting him home again. 5, Kappa Jack on top. I think the danger is 9, Pembroke Castle. Simon, I think he showed last start on that heavy track win at Canterbury. He'll enjoy these track conditions. He's rock-hard fit. He puts himself into a contest. A little bit concerned, as you are, about where he gets to early, but there is good tempo drawn inside him, so he might be able to side across and get a nice run. And given he's in such good form and handles these track conditions, must include 7, Divine Breeze. Look, she looks to be back to her best now. She lost her way during the winter, but that comeback run at Warwick Farm running second to Bella's success on a heavy, excellent return. She can only improve off that, and she's a handy mare when she does strike form and looks to have come back well. And I think 1, Let's Party Marty, with the claim, gets in well at the weights here. Robbie Dolan can claim the full 3, and he ran second to a smart horse in Southern Lad at Canterbury last start after leading for a long way. 5, Kappa Jack, promising horse, the one to beat in race 8. 5, 9, 7, and 1.
Same Quinella for me, Ray. I'll just lean the other way to Pembroke Castle. By race 8, we should know how the track is playing and whether they're getting to the middle, which I imagine they will. And as a result, Pembroke Castle, hopefully, I don't think it'll be too bad where he's drawn. I think Jason might have to weave a bit of magic and hopefully be able to get him to slot in. But generally, when you get on a testing track, our horses on the quick backup is something you look for. And he certainly rates well on his win last start at Canterbury. He was given a 10 out of 10 by Hugh Bowman, but thought he put him away well. He returned a new career peak and looks to be back in good order. He's racing well this time in, and I think if he can hold that form this afternoon, they'll certainly know he's there. No knock on, obviously, the favourite, Kappa Jack, a really promising horse. The time he recorded at Rose Hill was almost too fast, the way we look at it. So certainly we'll get another look at him this afternoon. Looked a really high-rating race first up. So if he repeats that, just a different scenario for him. Firm track on his home deck on debut, 1,100. Now wet track, 1,300. He's going to race fairly similarly back in the field, but that's just a one little question mark. And the fact he did start 16-1, you've got to take a lot shorter today. That's a query for me, but look, there must be a quaddy. I'll be only taking 2 numbers, 9 and 5. Number 1, Let's Party Marty. Agree, Ray. Just ticking along well for his new stable. Good performance last start, heading the right way. And number 12, Charioteer. If you want to go wider in the quaddy, throw it in. Lightly raced horse from the Team Snowden stable, Corey Sticks. So respect it, but I think the Quinella will fight it out. My numbers 9, 5, 1 and 12.
Darren Flindell goes outside the box a little bit here. Sedition number 2 to beat 7, 5 and 9. 2, 7, 5 and 9 for Darren in race 8. The last here, Glenn, wraps it up at 6.15.
Yes, and this is the ATC, or the Australian Turf Club Handicap here, a benchmark 88 over 1,200 metres. And Bonhomie, the toppy here and favourite at $3.90. Dissolute with the synthetic hoof filler on both hinds at $15. Easy Eddie is a $5 chance. Demerara out Thursday, 6 cents to win nothing the place. After all that, out this morning. Can't eat, managed to make it rain. After all that, he's a freak, Rod Northam. 5 cents a win and 5 cents a place for him. Redouble is a $9 chance. Tessera with the blinkers off at $13. Coonawarra, 23. Intuition at 10. Viceroy at 23. Bell Sonic with the stallion chain today at $6. Samadout at 10. Schubert at $7.50. Handfast out, no deduction. Nick-tock out, 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place. Junglized out, no deduction. Best supported runner here, bang on half the total investment so far, Bonhomie, 460, 420, 4390. Second pick would be Bell Sonic, and they are basically two-thirds of the race between them.
Well, we know how quick Sam O'Dowd can be.
Yeah, and looks to lead, Andrew. I think Easy Eddie won't be too far away, though. He'll press forward as well. Bonhomie, similar to last start, just looks to get the drop on the leaders. Coonawarra looks to press forward first up. And of the rest, I think Belsonic will obviously get back in the race. But Sam O'Dowd and Easy Eddie look the front runners, and Bonhomie just stalking.
Yeah, they'll set a tempo, won't they? And he'll just drop in behind them, Bonhomie. And I know he hasn't won at 1,200 metres previously, Simon, but he did run fifth in the provincial championship over 1,400 behind Serene Miss back in April. And he's been placed over the 1,200 at Rose Hill. Trained differently this preparation, trained simply as a sprinter. He's been back in terrific touch. He was brilliant first up, beating Sedition at Rose Hill. I thought he was even better last start, beating Jorda. He's powered through the line on both occasions over the 1,100. Up to 1,200 metres today, he's been unbeaten on soft and heavy. Ticks that box, and as Simon mentioned, just gets the right run again. Glenn Schofield knows his horse well, and I think one Bonhomie is the horse to beat. I've got him on top. I think three Easy Eddie. Really good run when he resumed in the Kapperjack race at Rose Hill. Worked up to hit the front halfway down the straight. Boxed on really well, beaten about a length into 30. He's come back in good order. He's got second up stats. 2 from 2 on soft tracks, and he's bred to handle heavy. So on his home track, Joe Pride's horse is always hard to beat. Three Easy Eddie a chance. The 6 Redouble, he gets back in his races, doesn't he, Simon? Needs luck in running, but the tempo will suit him today. He handles soft and heavy. He'll be running home hard. And the 11 Bell Sonic, that was some win first up at Ballarat in the Magic Millions race. He gets back a long way, this horse. He's got a powerful finish. He hasn't been tested on heavy, but he's got good soft track form. With that solid tempo up front, he'll be hitting the line hard. But one Bonhomie, I think he just bobs into the right spot. Looks hard to beat here, Simon. 1, 3, 6, and 11.
Yeah, agreed. Looks hard to beat, Ray, but I'll be with Bell Sonic. We're going to have to shut our eyes and hope for the best from that inside draw. But Tim Clark flying at the moment, and hopefully he can weave a bit of magic. But I think he's a really promising horse. Jason Warren's taken his time with him. His win first up at Ballarat was enormous, and then he's come to town, given him a nice soft trial at Randwick over 7.42, just allowed to coast under Corey Brown there. And I was hoping, you know, sometimes inside draws you can see horses be more prominent, but his best form is certainly when ridden back, so don't expect any different. We'll know by, obviously, the last race whether you can make ground or where they're going, but imagine they're fanning wide, and if he can pick his way through the field, I think he's going to be very hard to beat. He's very well placed at the weights here for Tim Clark, and one of the better each-way bets for me. Number one, Bonhomie, just a query, goes up 3 kilos, and did have the run of the race last start, but got to respect him. Number three, Easy Eddie, went super first up, should only improve off that. And number six, Redouble, absolutely flying this time in, but again, likely to get back. Haven't got Sam out in my numbers, but you've got to have her in the quaddy, number 12. But with Bell Sonic in the last, my number's 11, 1, 3 and 6.
Darren goes 1 to beat 11, 6 and 3. 1, 11, 6 and 3 in the last for Darren Flindell. Your best, Simon?
Yeah, race 3, number 7, Heart Conquered Andrew. And in the last, race 9, number 11, Bell Sonic. And just a Merry Christmas to you, Ray and Munsey, and all the listeners.
Good on you, Simon. Same to you. Ray, your best?
Yeah, well, I'm similar with Simon. Race 3, number 7, Heart Conquered. But just as a point of difference, I do like race 7, number 3, Spectroscope. Gets a heavy track today, yep. Suitable for him. And echo Simon's thoughts. Merry Christmas, Andrew and Glenn and Simon and all our listeners. And hope we pack a few winners today.
For sure. That's our preview of Warwick Farm.
Celebrate the Christmas festivities with Sky Sports Radio. Boxing Day has the best racing at Randwick. The Group 3 Summer Cup, plus other meetings.
Ballina, Barabin.
Around the state.
And Newcastle.
Hear the Racing HQ previews from 6:30. Wednesday morning on Sky Sports Radio.
Hi, Cosy here from Sky Sports Radio. Hope you have a happy and a safe Christmas. Enjoy the time. And if you've got a neighbour or someone close by who's on their own, don't let them spend the time alone. Spend 10 minutes and get them over to join you. Have a wonderful and safe time.
From all of us here at Sky Sports Radio, have a Merry Christmas.
Mum, you know that look on someone's face when they unwrap a Christmas gift?
Like when you gave me a pea fridge?
No, not that look.
Oh, you mean the look of happiness?
Yes, and there's so many gift ideas to make people happy at Bingley.
Like a beautiful Breville coffee machine.
Or the Philips Air Fryer XXL. It removes fat and keeps food crunchy.
Or the latest BS digital sensor, hot air styler.
Or a Bingley gift card. That's another way to unwrap the perfect Christmas gift.
Unwrap Christmas at Bingley.
What's wrong with a beer fridge?
Inglis, the only auction house to sell a two-year-old Group 1 winner in Australia this year. Esterjab in the Golden Slipper.
Esterjab hanging on from a hood and Esterjab.
Written by in the Blue Diamond.
But it's written by for Jordan Childs. What a victory.
Seabrook in the Champagne Stakes.
And Seabrook goes on to win it.
And the Autumn Sun in the JJ Atkins.
The Autumn Sun stretches.
Where will the smart buyers be in 2019? Inglis.com.au.
So, who are you backing in the next?
Well, I like this one at the distance, but...
Whoever you're backing, Tab's got you covered. This Saturday, place a fixed odds win bet on races 1 to 3 at Eagle Farm, Warwick Farm and Flemington. If your horse runs second or third, get a bonus bet back up to $50.
We're on here, boys. Lock it in.
Who are you backing? Tab. Download the app today. Tab account bets only. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Be rewarded at Panthers. With Panthers' new loyalty program, Panthers Rewards, there's never been a better time to be a member of the Panthers family. For only $5, members receive over $1,000 worth of rewards. Earn Panthers points every time you make a purchase and redeem your points throughout the club. If you're not already a Panthers member, join now for just $5 and be rewarded. If you are a member already, renew now. Details at panthers.com.au.
Your complete Brisbane preview comes up at 9:30.
The Interstate Form Preview is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
We've been following that situation in Eagle Farm today with that two-year-old that's been well back to win today, and also the two-year-old Magic Millions Classic in three Saturdays. Just Serene, it's officially missed out. There was only the one scratching of number five, plus the emergencies of 12, 13 and 14. So Glenn Munsey's here from Tab Munns. So it doesn't make it today. We've been talking about the possibilities of Ipswich and the Sunny Coast, but and it is nominated for the Bruce McLaughlin next week, where Sun City is expected to line up as well. So Tony McAvoy's got some serious thinking to do to try and get that filly to the Gold Coast.
Yeah, it's, you know, and of course, to make the Magic Millions field, it's prize money based. So winning a $20,000 race isn't going to cut it, because, you know, you've got with the prize money situation in Sydney at the moment, with the two-year-olds running for $100,000 every Saturday, you've got the Magic Millions, even the horses that ran, you know, the placings at Wyong are going to earn more money than winning a $20,000 race. So he probably has to, you know, race Sun City. Well, you know, if you're going to have to beat Sun City in the Magic Millions to win it, so you're going to have to probably go against it next week.
Yep, that looks to be the most likely. But anyway, we'll wait and see what Tony decides with Just Serene. Now, I think, Glenn, you said outright third pick for that race at the Gold Coast.
No, equal third pick, Andrew. I think at $8, okay. I'll make a moral of it now anyway. And I think it was United Conquer was favourite. I'll get it back into odds order. $4.50 United Conquer. Dubious, who now is an even money chance or $2 chance in the Eagle Farm race today, is at $7. Just Serene is an equal $8 chance with its stablemate Sun City. And the Darren Weird trained Yes, 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 who you said during the week will have another run in Melbourne before it goes to the coast.
Exactly. All right, well, let's focus in on Melbourne. We go to Flemington again today. Now, they got an unexpected 18.4 mil of rain. They knew rain was on the way, but not 18.4 last night. So the track is a soft five and the rail true. The scratchings, race one, number six. Race two, number three. Race three, number 10. Race four is clear. Race five, take out 8, 11 and 12. Race six, 10 and 11. Race 7, 2, 3, 6 and 13. And race 8, the scratchings are 4, 10, 14 and 16. Dean Lester, good morning to you and happy Christmas.
Good morning, Andrew. Happy Christmas to you too.
How's Flemington? I think from what Liam O'Keefe said earlier, they knew rain was coming, but maybe not that much.
No, well, I default to other people with the weather, but it was quite a surprise. And anyway, looking forward to the meeting. I reckon the second half of the day looks good.
All right, sounds good. Here he is, Mr. Weatherman. He's looked at the radar, he's studied it. Mark Hutter, come on in. Good morning to you.
In the morning. I actually got caught in the rain unexpectedly last night. Even got me by surprise. There you go.
I think he said a clearing shower this morning.
Yeah, it looks okay. It looks, they might, you may get a brief shower, but it looks like nothing on the map anymore.
Okay. All right, well, let's get cracking. The first at 1 o'clock today, Glenn at Flemington.
Yeah, I'll just get rid of that Newcastle race, Andrew, and move back to Flemington. Hang on, you've got a
multi-car. You can just do that. That'll be handy. On the first.
Okay, sorry, boss. Sorry, boss. Well, geez, it's Sanders workshop, Andrew. How's it going in the workshop for Christmas? Right.
Well, you should know. You've had a workshop there for years.
I'll tell you what, I work in a workshop. I don't know about anything else. Right, my pendant here is a $3.30 chance in the first ad to Flemington, and that's favourite. Notation at $5.50. Fearless Girl at $26. Queen La Diva, $4. Covert Miss at $7.50. Goldie Fox is out. VV Valentina at $7. Ordell, $13. Scarbeck at 34, Valves at 41, and Birdwing is an $11 chance. Best supported runner here is the Toppy My Pendant's gone 340, 330, 320 to 330. That 320 out to 330 is this morning. Has doubled the investment of Queen La Diva. It's been 440, 4, 390 back to 4. Money for the bottom one here, Birdwing, 19, 15, now 11. And a decent couple of trims this morning. Covert Miss has gone 10 to 7.50 this morning as my pendant Queen La Diva get out. And also Ordell's been 17 to 13 this morning. So they're a couple of nice moves. They're not money related, but they've got a twist.
Okay. Dean, how do you see the first?
Yeah, it's interesting race, Andrew. Queen La Diva, she's back in distance, but I just think she's getting better with racing and she's going to be strong here. She'll need the right run, but I think she's got a good chance. Vivi Valentina, I think, will appreciate 1400 and Flemington. She's been running well at the Valley, but I think the bigger track will suit as it did when she won her maiden at Pakenham. My Pendant's going well. It was a bit of a sit sprint, and she was strong through the line in that scenario. Gets up to 60 kilos here. And I thought Scarbeck had a little chance here. Its winning distance was 1400. Had the one run in, might be next best. But I thought Queen La Diva and Vivi Valentina were the better chances. 4719.
Yeah, I like Queen La Diva. I think she's a beauty, this filly. She is certainly back in distance, but I think with a quieter ride from the gate, I think she'll just come to the outside, let rip, and win the first race. To beat number 1, My Pendant, who's improving with every start, got a great chance again. I put number 11, Birdwing, out of its grade, but got 52 kilos after Michael Poy's claim. And then number 5, Covert Miss, who's 2 wins back from a spell have been really good. Keen on 4 from 1, 11 and 5.
For Matt Hill, he goes 1, My Pendant, to be 2, 4 and 5. 1, 2, 4 and 5. Race 2, it's a benchmark 70 over the 1,200.
Yeah, and the toppy here is O Torto. They wouldn't let a horse rename Torto, would they?
No.
That's why O Torto.
Yeah, you want to play.
Yeah, so it's a $6 chance. All in Brawl, been in a few of them myself too, at $9.50. More Bricks, the builders actually just walked in. Probably here, that's why it scratched More Bricks. Then we go to Poised to Strike at 5. Hawkshot is a $4 chance. That price makes it favourite. Robe de Fate at 51. Magnusiva at 34. Misha at 15. Faistos at 7. Star Virgo 23. Another Bit 15. Miss Scorcher 11. There You Are at 16. We've got Wild Vitality as a $26 chance. Good money for Hawkshot here. $6.50, $4.20 on yesterday morning, $4 this morning. And it and the Toppy, O'Torto, are the only two that have had some support in the second.
Weary's first up, Hawkshot here, Mark. Which way do you go?
Plus, I think it's an even race, but I like number 1, O'Torto, as a horse, and I think it can go really well here. It's trialled up. It's had a couple of trials. The first one was good. The second one was at Stony Creek. It didn't look as good to the eye, but Stony Creek can do that to horses, so we'll forget that. I think the overnight rain is ideal for it. It's going to take a good ride, ducking and diving, but I think it will charge at them late. To beat number 4, Poised to Strike, who showed enough ability last campaign. Recent trial was okay without raving. And number 9, Faistos, was a nice maiden winner, and 5 Hawkshot. Promising horse resuming, going to be running on strongly late, but I think one's not a bad horse here, 1, 4, 9, and 5.
I like Hawkshot. I think he's jumped out well. He jumped out with a Social Spin, who has been running well in this sort of grade, and he's, even though he's a fair ender, he's quite a sharp horse. I think he'll run very well. I think Otordo's the danger. As Mark said, he's had a really good preparation for it. Even if that second trial wasn't as good, he's had a good grounding. I think he'll run well. Faistos was just never going to lose on debut, and can measure up here. And I put in Star Virgo as a roughie. Yeah, it was too wet for him 2 starts back, and then he got in a lot of trouble in a race at Sandown last start back to his own age group here. But now I quite like Hawkshot, 5, 1, 9, 10.
Matt Hill goes number 8, Misha, to be 2, 1, and 11. 8, 2, 1, and 11 for Matt in race 2. Race 3, fillies and mares, benchmark 84.
Yeah, Shakura here. The toppy is at $4.80. Penny to sell at 10. Miss Wahoo, $4 and favourite. T for Chu at $10. Supre at $5.50. Esposito Gold, probably named after Chloe Esposito, winning the gold at the Olympics, at $23. Teodora, 10. French Girl at 9. Diamond Bow is a $6.50 chance. Best supported runner here would be Miss Wahoo, although it's gone 384, 390, back to 4. And 390 out to 4 this morning. Then, very little separates Supre, Teodora, T for Shoe.
Okay, Dean, race 3.
Yeah, not much would surprise me here, Andrew. I'm going to go with T for Shoe because I just think she's on the up, had the 2 runs in. Bigger track claim here with 52.5. Probably Posse's up okay. Will be better when she gets to 2,000, but I just think she's at least on the up. Super was okay winning last start. It was a good ride, ducking back to the inside to win. Shakura finally got a bit of luck to win last time out, and she'll be competitive. And Miss Wahoo's got to run the mile, but the little bit of overnight rain's probably helped her and next best. But as I said, I wouldn't talk you out of anything much here. It's a pretty tricky race. 4, 5, 1, 3.
Yeah, good race to watch for sure. I'm going to go number 9, Diamond Bow, who's had the 3 runs back from a spell. I think Craig Williams jumping on board's a huge plus. The horse is progressing nicely. It should run the mile strongly and get a good run from the gate to beat number 3, Miss Wahoo. Just has to run the mile, but racing well. 1, Shakura. Given a fantastic ride last time, now that it's winning again, it might go on with it. And 7, Teodora, who's probably the best horse in the race, ran okay fresh. Might need one more run, but will be running on. Tough race, 9, 3, 1, and 7.
Matt Hill likes number 3, Miss Wahoo, to be 5, 1, and 8. 3, 5, 1, and 8. So I think that, boys, tells us, Dean, just how tough it is, because there's all sorts of different numbers there from you guys.
Yep, no doubt, Andrew.
Yeah, I'm just checking. I think Matt Hill, I'm just checking on my thing here. No, he dislikes it. I thought he has made it his best bet. Miss Wahoo, best bet of the day, race 3, number 3 for Matt Hill. Race 4, the Happy Holidays here.
Yeah, if you get them. Barisha, good luck, boys. It's a $4.60 chance. Pilot Desai at $5.50. Andrea.
Now, hang on a sec. Now, hang on. You give Monsieur a bit of a go, but you dropped off Palaya.
Pilot Desai.
Yeah, you normally give it a bit of a twang, don't you?
Well, a lot of people call it Pilot Desai. I call it Pilot Desai because it's test pilot. Okay. So, you know, Pilot Desai. Right. Okay, and also, Pilot Desai is $5.50. I'll tell you what, Monsieur Sissou, Andrew, was now a $3 chance in the Sydney race. Okay. So it's $3.50 into 3. Andrea Montagna is at 11. Lai Kyrgyz at $4.60. Master Zephyr, 14. Oncidium Rule at 10. Etymology is $4 favourite. Must be a good race. Numea at 19. And Azurite at $13. Best supported runner here is Jeff Corrigan's horse, Lai Kyrgyz, in front of Etymology, then Andrea Montagna.
Mark, your horse has been running well, Barisha.
He has. He'll run well again today, Andrew. I've just got Lycurgus on top number 4. I think it's an ideal race for Lycurgus. If you can just put that Moonee Valley run out of your mind, then it would probably be a good thing here. It pulled up with issues after the Valley. You're just banking on it being everything right here. If that's the case, it probably wins. To beat number 1, Barisha, he's going great. He's drawn well. He'll just poke along the fence and be running on strongly. 7 Etymology, going okay, gets a beautiful run from the draw, just needs to get a win on the board. And 6 Oncidium Ruler, who would have been advantaged by that overnight rain. 4, 1, 7, and 6.
Very similar. I think Lycurgus is the one to beat. I think the big plus here is Damien Oliver back aboard as well and getting to Flemington. He just rides him best, and I think he'll be hard to beat. Berisha will run well. He does go up 6 kilos for that last run, but he's, as Mark said, he'll just poke along here. Mark Zara's won a couple of races on him. I think he's the danger. Etymology's there with a chance. He just needs another win. And I thought Master Zephyr getting out to a slightly longer trip, I think he's been needing that, and he gets it here. He might be next best. But, yeah, I think 4-1's quite a good Quinella. 4-1, 7-5.
Matt Hill likes 9, as you write, to be 3-1 and 4. 9-3-1 and 4 in race 4. Race 5, this is over the 1,400 metres at Flemington.
Yes, we've got Kronos here as a $10 chance. Souffrant is at $23. Midnight Cowboy at $18. Rushard is at $41. Cash Affair at $4.20. Fallen Empire, $3.20 and favourite. Renegade at $6.50. Mr. Tiplar out. So Your Dream, $11. Southern Bolt, $16. Scratch the next two, and the bottom one, Cincinnati Red, is a $5.50 chance. Best supported runner here. Well, the race, they say, two hopes only. Best supported runner is Cash Affair in front of the favourite, Fallen Empire.
Dean, which way do you? One of those or not?
I'm with Cash Affair, Andrew. I think that race last week, Cash Affair and Fallen Empire run second and third, and I'm thinking that's the right form for this race. So I'm going with them. I think Cash Affair's looking for 1,400, and I think is the one to beat. From Fallen Empire gets Craig Williams here. 10 Southern Bolt just gets a great run, will be competitive, and I put So Your Dream in, likely leader, next best. 5, 6, 10, 9.
I'm going to tip number 7, Renegade, here. I think it's well placed at Flemington. It's well placed first up at 1400 metres. I like the recent trial at Werribee, and I like Zara riding it. I think it can balance up, build its momentum, and be really strong here down the straight to beat number 5. Cash Affair, who was good last week on the quick backup, where he loves doing that. Got a great hope. 6-4 in Empire. Ran well last time. Got a good chance again. And then down to number 13, Cincinnati Red, who was in last night, scratched with a track downgrade. This is a harder race, got no weight, and is an improver. 7, 5, 6, 13.
Matt Hill, our race caller, likes Fallen Empire, number 6, to beat 9, 5, and 1. 6, 9, 5, and 1. I noted, Dean, during the week, the All-Star Mile getting horses mentioned. Riskier, I think the Oaks winner, was one that was mentioned through the week. So Racing Victoria building that up. And I had a discussion during the week with Racing New South Wales. They're already talking about the Eagle. It's going to be a big 2019 with all these new races.
Yeah, it is. The Eagle's going to be a fantastic initiative. I think that's what we've been missing in Australian racing, is a four-year-old series or a four-year-old big race, and I think they've absolutely latched onto a winner there.
Yeah, let's hope so. It's great for Australian racing and New South Wales racing, particularly with the Eagle. Race 6, the festive season here, a benchmark 84 race.
Yeah, Atlantic City here, the toppy at $26. Tango Rain, Gerald sent it down to Melbourne. It's a $10 chance. Prezzato at $5.50. St. Valorum is a $12 chance. Demolition at $3.90. The favourite is Order of Command at $2.40. Carlingford at $31. Sir Donald at $23. Gibbon at $31. Scratch the next two. Gwyneth, the Pepsi Max man, Mitchell Beers on his way down there at $26. Kaizamba at $41. Easily the best supported runner here. Order of Command, even today, $2.70 into $2.40, has three times the amount of money as what Demolition has, and their Demolition not that far in front of St. Valorum, albeit it's 11-13, 11-12, St. Valorum. Between them, that is about 80% of the hold on those three runners.
Got a perfect gob of a ride, didn't it, Mark? Order of Command to win first up.
It sure did, Hoss, and I think it'll win again today. I think it's the best for the day. It just flies up the straight. It's a good horse. Jar out, perfect. Trialled well recently. I just think it wins. To beat number 5, Demolition, who looked the winner first up, just got run down, will be fitter for that and running on strongly. 3, Prezzato, was finally given a good ride last time. It's got a chance. And then number 1, Atlantic City. Good little place chance at odds. Trialled well and should run well fresh up the straight. But I think 6 wins, 6, 5, 3, and 1.
Yeah, very similar. I think he's a terrific little horse, Order of Command, and kept fresh for this because he's so effective down the straight, and just the overnight rain's an absolute bonus for him. As Mark said, he's trialled up well. I think he'll win. Demolition, I think, will really relish the straight. I think he'll be strong late, and I think he's a good Quinella horse. And I agree, I think Atlantic City, that's the sharpest I've ever seen him trial at Werribee recently. It was a good trial in fast time, and he went really well. He's the good value for the trifecta, and I'll put in Tango Rain next best, but I think Order of Command will win. 6-5-1-2.
Matt Hill likes number 5, Demolition, to beat 9-4-6, 5-9-4-6 in race number 6. He's got that 2-year-old Absolute Flirt, Dean, that's in the Magic Millions, and I know it's going to run again. It could run a couple of nice races next Saturday at Moonee Valley, I think. So went pretty good there. Was it Flemington last week?
Yeah, I'm a fan of hers. I think she'll be better when she gets over further. Whether the Magic Millions is ideal, but she's a nice filly.
$51 okay. Chance in the millions.
Yeah,
Danny did confirm through the week that they were keen to get to the coast, so we'll see most likely next week. Race number 7 now, Glenn at Flemington.
Yes, and King's Command here is a $16 chance. Super Ard and Amadeus are out. Haunted, $3.20 in favourite. Super Haze at 41. Noshio is out. All Too Hoying now with Darren Weir, interesting runner here, at $18. Lord Sundowner at 11. Mr Moneybags at $4.40. Mr Gustavo at 17. Broadway and First at 26. Portman 13. Flying Krupp is out. Antar 7.50. Battle Camp 17. And Casio is a $7.50 chance. Best supported runner here would be Haunted. Even today, 390 into 320, and that's including scratchings and support. Second pick would be Mr. Moneybags, and then not a great deal between King's Command and the bottom one in Casio.
Okay, Dean, your thoughts on the 7th?
Andrew, I think the race is really suiting Haunted now. He just knows how to win. He's got a terrific record. He was good winning last start. I think he'll just come across, probably land in the first four again, and he's just got a happy knack of making his own luck and winning, and I think he's got a great chance. One that doesn't do that, but I think has trialled well since his last run, is Portman, and he goes best for Craig Williams. I'm giving him a little chance. Mr. Moneybags has been costly this time in because he's been missing the start. They've changed the gear from blinkers to a visor to try and hope that he begins a bit better. If he does, I think he's some hope. And King's Command, he's trialled well since his last run, trialled at Geelong. He'll punch forward from a wide draw and be competitive. But I think Haunted's well set up to win again, 4-12-9-1.
Yeah, I think two hopes. I've just gone with Mr. Moneybags to win. I think he's fitter for three back from a spell. He's draws wide-ish, but he's a horse that likes to build his momentum, so just needs a touch of luck to beat number 4, Haunted. Certainly the danger is going to get a great run up on the speed. There's not much pressure, and that overnight rain ideal. 1, King's Command. He can miss the kick and get into some awkward spots, but if he does everything right, he's got a chance. And I thought 16, Casio, would get a soft run up on the speed and might hang on for a place. 9 and 4 for me, 9, 4, 1 and 16.
Down the bottom, 14 Antars, the thoughts here from Matt Hill on top to beat 4, 16 and 1. 14, 4, 16 and 1. He's going for some value today,
there's
Matt.
A bit of Christmas cheer about.
Yeah, there is. I mean,
I'm
checking.
Birthday during the week, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was,
yeah.
Was it?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Yeah, no, look, I'm checking his numbers 3 times over to make sure I haven't buggered up, but they're definitely the numbers he sent through to me. Race 8, the Summer on the Lawn here, over the 2,000.
Nothing better than Summer on the Lawn and a cool refreshment. Top prospect here is a $6 chance. Golden Mane at 26, Top of the Range at 14, Balcazar is out, Fontaine Lad 18, Kezabad at 31, Lamborghini, I'm still wishing for one, at $6.50, Frydensburg at $6.50, Sabahit at $6.50, Mr. Monaco is out, Credence $4.40 in favourite, Nothing Like Harry 16, Prince Holwig at 23, Reset Me I'm Wild is out, Single Handed at 11, Scratched Stormy Shore. Support wise, this race here, it's Credence, the best supported runner. Even in the last 10 minutes or so, has been 460 into 440. It has doubled the investment of what Lamborghini has on it, and it's been 7 into 650 this morning. Then very little separating Frydensburg and also Sabahit.
Craig Williams on the Lindsay Park train, Credence here. Mark, how do you see the second last?
I think it's the Pakenham race is the form reference horse. I'm going for number 9, Sava Heat. There's not much between it and Credence. Just going with Sava Heat, fitter for a few runs back now from a spell to put in a peak effort to beat number 11, Credence. Probably should have won down there. Gets Willow on board. It's got a great chance. I think they're the two. 7, Lamborghini will duck and dive, and the claim for Talia Hope will help. And then 8, Friedensburg. Given a magnificent front-running ride last time, it looks the leader again here. Riding change, harder race, but it is going well. 9 to beat 11, then 7 and 8.
I've gone the other way. I've gone with Credence. I reckon he can nearly be unbeaten this time in. He's having a great preparation, and he should have won last time out. Gets Craig Williams, but Sava Heat's building his form, as the Weir horses do. He's had the 4 runs in, and he's ready to go. I think they're the two. Lamborghini's going to have to duck and dive through the field, but will be strong late. And Golden Mane bobs up in one of these races every year. He's getting fitter. He was a little bit better last start, and he could place. But I'm pretty keen on 11 and 9 out of that race at Pakenham. 11, 9, 7, 2.
Matt Hill likes the 11, Credence as well, to beat 7, 8 and 5. 11, 7, 8 and 5 in race 8. And the last, as normal, wraps up at 5 to 6 here. Glenn, large lineup, no scratchings.
Yeah, down the straight again here, 1,200 metres. Exaltara is a $16 chance. Toy Boy at 34. Board Degain at 41. Kalashani Lad at 126. Queen Annabelle at 18. Freeheart at 26. Hay Bale 71. Red Shoes at 51. Beacon 11. Just a Dream at 26. Brahmos 26. Mastering the $3 favourite. Vane Stream at 19. Blajowski at 23. Rocks the Castle $5.50. Comrade Ned is a $51 chance. They're still coming. Usain Bowler at $6.50. 100% at $126. Prairie Fire $26. And Via Balciano, Via Balciano at $26. One of the better back runners on the program here, Mastering. But I'll tell you what, I think they're going to take this on. It was 4 into 270. They pushed it to 290 earlier this morning. Then they've given it another push to be a $3 chance. It's about 35% of the money invested today. Long, long way ahead of the second pick. In fact, nearly 10 times the amount of money on it than there is on Rocks the Castle. Vane Stream would be next pick. But interesting this morning, Beacon has been 15 into 11.
Okay, so there's a little move. Do you like the, maybe the easing favourite, Dean?
I do, Andrew. I thought it was first run as a gelding, first run for Mick Price. I thought he was absolutely outstanding at Kilmore, and he beat Exaltara, who then won at the Valley, and Mr Moneybags, who were giving a good chance earlier in the day. So I think if he handles a straight and runs like he did at Kilmore, he'll win again. I think Usain Bowler will run well. He had a bit of a task under the weight scale at Ballarat, but ran well to Belsonic, and I think he's fairly suited here to run well. Beacon got knocked down mid-race in the Grand Handicap, had no chance after that, has trialled up okay since then, and 15 Rocks the Castle's just done a terrific job since he's been in Australia. He's won 3 of 4, and a little bit of jar out suits, just drawn down the inside of the straight, that little concern. But I thought Mastering runs like he did at Kilmore, he'll win again. 12, 17, 9 and 15.
Yeah, no argument here. I think Mastering was just outstanding at Kilmore, destroying those horses. Dean mentioned Exaltara and Mr Moneybags. It was a good race, and Mastering just blew them away. I think if he gets a half-decent ride, I think it wins. Simple as that. To beat number 17, Usain Bowler, who was very good at Ballarat and will be fitter. 15, Rocks the Castle. Good little horse, suited by the overnight rain. And 5, Queen Annabelle, who's got a duck egg next to its name. You could argue it should have nearly won that race. It's on the quick backup in a harder race, but going very well. 12 should win from 17, 15 and 5.
Yeah, completing the trio is Matt Hill. He likes Mastering for Mick Price, number 12, to beat 15, 1 and 6. 12, 15, 1 and 6. You found a couple of standout bets, Mark?
Yeah, I think the best hoss is race 6, number 6, Order of Command. And back to the first, race 1, number 4, Queen Ladiva, to sail down the outside and get us off to a good start.
Righto, race 1, number 4. Good on you, mate. I'll chat to you on Monday.
Thank you.
Mark Hunter looking at Flemington. What about you, Dean?
Andrew, I agree about Order of Command. I think he'll win, and I think Mastering will win the last. Bigger the field, the bigger the certainty. I think he's a smart horse going through the grades. Race 9, number 12.
mastering. All right, have you found something in Adelaide? There's been plenty of disappointing news out of Adelaide that I didn't really. It came out after I was off air yesterday, but the SA government taking money basically out of the industry.
Oh, it's a horrible result for them. I mean, they've highlighted the feature races that have lost money, but just all round, there's no growth there at all. It's a terrible result for the industry. A real kick for them yesterday that they didn't need. But
we've had so many of the leading names leave the area. I mean, Tony McAvoy still has his base at Angaston, and Leon McDonald and Andrew Lewis are there. But, I mean, Philip Stokes is moving already to Pakenham, isn't he?
He is, indeed. And, it's just, I mean, it's a good little proving ground for the, you know, see Darren Weir horses go over there a bit and build their ratings and things. But, for the local trainers, it's going to be a hard slog with the very limited prize money on offer.
Given that, you found one in Adelaide.
We have. Talking of Darren Weir, I think More Bricks, who was scratched from Flemington, as Munns mentioned, I think race 3, number 1, I think they've gone with this option. I think this is the right option, and he can get the money. Race 3, number 1.
Righto. We'll get a price on that, Munns. Race
$4.
3, Adelaide,
$4,
number 1.
Yes.
$4,
okay. Yeah, just see, they're a little bit slow on the uptake with the Adelaide, but, you know, there's $10 on it anyway. But, you know, he's the most popular runner in the race anyway. There's another couple
of hundred on him. It's a tight market, Munns.
Yes.
They don't like Easy Tiger.
No, he's got none Easy Tiger. Here's the market. It's $3.90 No Ties, $4 More Bricks, $4.20 J'adore, $4.40 Camel Parser, and $4.40 Dame of Thrones, and then $26 Easy Tiger. It must have two legs, Easy Tiger.
It's a slow tiger.
All right, we'll follow that. So race 3, number 1, More Bricks at $4. Now, you'll be on tomorrow and Monday, so I won't officially wish you the Merry Christmas, but if you want to say it on air, Munns, because I reckon, Munns, this is the last time we'll talk to you before Tuesday.
Yes, I don't appear on Monday, Andrew, until Punters Postmortem returns for its 300th season here on Sky Sports.
Much anticipated return.
Yes.
January 7.
January 7.
Soon to be award-winning. I can't. It hasn't already got one.
Surely.
Punters Postmortem.
Longevity or something.
Oh, else January 7. Geez, I think I'll be on the Gold Coast, Andrew. I could be going out for dinner on the Sunday night. I might be a risk.
In the caller's box for you, up in the caller's box.
No, I'll be by the app or nothing.
Okay.
I've got to go out there on the Wednesday morning to do the Sydney preview after the Magic Millions ball on the Tuesday night, which is
a tough life.
Jeez, isn't it? Top at the top. All right, we'll see. Dean, we'll hear from you tomorrow and we'll chat on Monday again, mate. Have a good day today.
Terrific. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Dean. Dean Lester and Mark Hunter. Let's have a look at some jockey challenges, because I want to get stuck into Brisbane with all this good racing at Eagle Farm today.
Yeah, and good luck to everyone there at Eagle Farm. The only jockeys challenge it up, Andrew, is Warwick Farm, where J-Mac, who won the jockeys challenge yesterday in a cakewalk on the Kenzo track, is expected to do the same again today. He's a $1.25 chance at Warwick Farm. Josh Pars at 7. Jason Collett's 11. Tommy Berry at 16. Any other jockey, 18. Corey Brown, 23. Jess Taylor and Jean Van Overmeer are $61 each of two. I don't know why we're slow on the other meetings there.
No, well, the Newcastle situation is Cathy O'Hara's now not riding there. There's two replacements. Race 4 on Docklands, Travis Wolfgram. I haven't got numbers here, Glenn, but Race 4, Docklands, Travis Wolfgram.
Yeah, and
Race 4, number 12, is now Travis Wolfgram. And the same jock on Real Long Tom in the Race 8. Race 8,
number 2,
Real Long Tom, number 2 is Travis Wolfgram. So they might be just doing some work on Newcastle as we speak.
Yes, so that is those jockeys' challenge there. And good luck to the high-profile owners with Hell Sonic today at Bathurst. Neil Breen, the man that comes on from Channel 9 to help us on our Thoroughbred News show, and also Vonnie Sampson and Chris O'Keefe, and trained by Richard Freeman. So Hell Sonic. It's in
Hell
race
Sonic.
2 at Bathurst today. Race 2, number 2, Hell Sonic. So good luck to all the connections here. Richard's got a good record at Bathurst. Trained a double, I think, the last time he went out that way. So he's got Hell Sonic in there today.
When he came on as Chris Waller earlier, he did have something to tell us, which he didn't.
Oh, he's very solid, Richard. He didn't want to, you know, just protecting the owners.
Didn't want to give it up. No. All right, mate. To you and Denise and everyone there, have a beauty with your mum Anne on Tuesday. I hope it's a beauty for you, mate.
Yeah, thank you very much, Andrew, to you and Bernie and the boys. Same to you and to everyone listening. Many winners today, and also back it up with a great day on Tuesday, and we'll speak on Wednesday morning, Andrew, for Boxing Day.
Yep. Yeah, we will be on air from 6:30. Have a good day, Munns.
See you, mate.
Glenn Munsey from tab.com.au. We'll take a break, and then Michael Maxworthy to look at the return of Eagle Farm.
Hi, it's Ron Duffercy. I hope it's been a winning year on the punt. Have a great Christmas and a happy new year.
From all of us here at Sky Sports Radio, have a Merry Christmas.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you'll have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Cabernet Sauvignon. By DeBortoli, of course. Here's the traffic.
Looking for that last-minute gift? Westfield Parramatta is continuing their 36 hours of non-stop shopping right until 9 p.m. tonight. Check out westfield.com.au/Parramatta. At Drummoyne, a two-car accident, Lyons Road at Gibbs Street, affecting traffic in all directions. At Beverly Hills, the M5 approaching King George's Road outbound, and another two-car accident. And we've got a domestic airport, some heavy traffic on General Holmes Drive, and more at Mar Street towards International. Need a new car, van or ute? You'll find it at Peter Warren. Check out the huge range and great deals across 17 big brands today at peterwarren.com.au, MD5411. I'm Steve Carline, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
Celebrate the Christmas festivities with Sky Sports Radio. Boxing Day has the best racing at Randwick. The Group 3 Summer Cup, plus other meetings.
Ballina, Barabin.
Around the state.
And Newcastle.
Hear the Racing HQ previews from 6:30. Wednesday morning on Sky Sports Radio.
English graduates dominated the spring three-year-old classics. Extra Brute in the Derby.
He's strong.
Aristia in the Oaks.
Aristia won the Oaks from Graceful Glenna.
The Autumn Sun in the Guineas.
Four legs in front. The Autumn Sun blazes in spring. Bats in 6 legs.
Where will the smart buyers be in 2019? English.com.au.
Hurry up, Santa. The family are waking up.
Coming. I'll just take them.
Why are you stealing the pure digital radio gift Annie bought for Phil?
Because it's better than what I got him.
Santa, Phil wanted a digital radio for Christmas. He loves his music and his sport, and now he'll get up to 30 extra stations.
But it's so generous.
But that's because Annie got up to $100 cash back. On the pure range at selected Harvey Norman and David Jones stores until December 31st. Now put it back.
After the Brisbane Tips, your New South Wales provincial preview.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
We're back at Eagle Farm today. We'll get some news on the weather shortly. The trackers are good for. They did get 3.5 mil of rain last night, but it's done very little to this quick draining surface. Good for. Penno 4.17, the rails true. Race 1, take out 5, 12, 13 and 14. Race 2, 1, 2, 13, 20, 21 and 22. The third is clear. Race 4, take out 6 and 12. Race 5, 5, 7, 11, 12 and the emergencies 15, 17 and 18. To race 6, 4, 6, 10, 12, then 20, 22 and 23. Race 7, 4, 6, 9, 10, 13, 16 and 20. Race 8, 4 and 5, and race 9, 9, 13, 16 and 19. And there is a late scratching in race 2. Race 2, number 7, Shakopee. At our time, just after 9 o'clock. Race 2, number 7, a late scratching. Michael Maxworthy, it must be good to know you're walking through the gates of Eagle Farm.
Yeah, absolutely, Andrew. There is a bit of excitement in the air. I don't know how many people are going to turn out today. It is holiday time just before Christmas and a fairly low-key meeting, I guess with the exception of that first race for the two-year-olds trying to qualify for Magic Millions. But I can tell you, everybody is talking about it. The people in the street here in Racecourse Road, the guy at the newsagent. So let's hope they're rewarded with a big crowd and everything works. I'm sure the track's going to play pretty well today. Yeah, it's been a while since May of last year.
Yeah, the Kingsford Smith meeting last year was the last time. But you listen to Mick Goody and others, and they're all very confident around the strength of the grass and the surface after watching the trials and jump outs. Mate, we've been following the tale of Just Serene in the first. It had been well back to win today, and it's now joint third favourite in the Magic Millions race of the Gold Coast, but it didn't get a run. Dubious with that is now the $1.90 favourite over Michael Costa's two-year-old Divine Factor at $3.70.
Yeah, she hasn't, just looking to the future, she hasn't had an official trial, Just Serene, but I did see her in a jump out. She has a barrier blanket, and I must say she's not straightforward. Took them a while to get her into the gates in that jump out down the back straight at Eagle Farm, but she missed the kick about a length, but a lot of natural ability, and she went on to win that jump out pretty well. And Tony McAvoy knows what it takes to get a Magic Millions winner, so certainly keep her in mind. But I think with her not there and the opposition here, I just think this is his race for the taking, Dubious. I'm not sure about Magic Millions for him, but I think off the strength of a couple of barrier trials in Sydney, he's a forward runner. A few of these horses having their first start today, they haven't shown a lot of gate speed, so I think he'd be right up there in the first two or three. And with a couple of trials under his belt, I expect him to win. Country Cocktail's got a bit of an awkward gait, although she comes in a few with the scratching. She's got plenty of speed, and I think she'll race in the first three as well. And then I've got number six in the mix, Let's Cheer Again. He's a two-year-old colt by Hallowed Crown. And although he won her trial impressively, the time was moderate. He wasn't really tested at all in that trial. So let's see what he's got under race pressure today. But I think he goes okay. And then Divine Factor, she's drawn the outside of the line, and she's been getting back in her trial wins. She will find the line strongly. But Dubious, I think, will win the first from 7, 6, and 8.
Righto, and Tony McAvoy has just let me know that Just Serene will run next week in the Bruce McLaughlin, a race where I think Sun City is going to line up as well.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. Yeah, but Tony's got to qualify these horses. Sun City's had two starts for two placings. He needs prize money. So the McLaughlin's going to be a great race. And then that meeting the week before at the Gold Coast, that 1,100 metres two-year-old race, it's going to be a beauty as well.
It will be. All right, race two, benchmark 75, Mashani Vajra, number five, the favourite at 250. Over right down the bottom, 17, Lucky Captain at $9.
Gee, she's short, Mashani Vajra. Granted, she is an up-and-coming stayer, but this is a big field over 2,200 metres, and she's drawn gate two. I went looking for something at a price here. They're tricky at the best of times, these races, let alone when there's a huge field lining up. So I'm going to go the way of number 11, Bronze Gate, who has proven over the 2,200 metres. And he's always around the money. And I think from his gate, if Larry Cassidy goes back on him, gets a little bit of cover, I think he's going to be very strong at the end. He's coming off a second placing over this distance at the Sunny Coast, but he had 61 that day. He drops to 54.5 here. So around the $15, I think the 11 each way. From five, definitely Mashani Vajra, trained by Ben Curry. She just keeps on keeping on. Every time he steps her up in distance, she handles it. Number 16, I've got in the mix, Early Man. He's got a wide gate, but he's got a bit of pace to go forward, put himself handy. I think the distance is right for him, the 2-2. And then number 8, Oakfield Monarch. A little like my top choice, Bronze Gate. He's going to have to go back and ride for luck on Oakfield Monarch, but is racing in great form. A good race. I think luck is going to be the big thing. And I'm hoping the 11 gets it from the 5, 16 and 8.
Righto, and 11 at the moment, Bronze Gate is at $16 right now with Tab Fixed Odds. Race 3, the Stayers Final, Amanda Match. Gee, it was good the other day, and it's a good price this morning. $1.50, Amanda Match. Trusty Lad at $3.40, and they are the main ones in the market for sure.
Well, there's 8 runners here, and they all ran against each other in that Amanda Match race 2 weeks ago over the 2,000. He sort of rode for luck, and he did cut the corner, weaved through, and he went on to score by almost 4 lengths. So it's hard to see these other horses that were 4-plus lengths behind him turning the tables. He does rise 2 kilos, but he is a big, strong son of High Chaparral. I'm not concerned about that at all. Trusty Lad, who was close to him when they met 2 back over the mile, but then there was that big gap of almost 4 last time. So Trusty is going to need everything to go his way and perhaps a few things not go the way of Amanda Match if Trusty's going to beat him. However, Trusty Lad is getting blinkers on for the first time. I think his fitness levels have caught up to Amanda Match now that he's having his fourth run back. Look, they're the exacta horses again, I believe. One to beat two. Trecial Namara, slightly held up in the race the other day, probably should have got third. And then Miss Sara, who ran third after doing a little bit of work early. But I think it's straightforward, Andrew. One, two, three, four.
One, two, three, and four there. Race four, Acutus three-year-old. Michael Nolan's got the favourite, number one Unconditional, 390. 10 Maybe Markle at 460. And Archer's Paradox, number two, at $5. Interesting here, Maybe Markle comes from a City Maiden win into this race.
Yes, she won it by six lengths, and it wasn't a surprise. She showed some ability the first prep, where she'd only had the three starts. She changed stables. She must have been flying because they backed her off the map, $16 into a $3 favourite at the Sunny Coast, and she ran second behind Only Ever Annie. But had she got clear, she would have won with her head on her chest. She set the record straight next time out, though, and she led it Durnburn and won by six. So she's got to step it up a little bit, but there's plenty under the bonnet, I feel, with Maybe Markle. I'm really keen on the one Unconditional, though, the Nolan horse. We're going to hear this a lot, Andrew. Eagle Farm horses. It's different to Durnburn horses. Durnburn, they tend to get going early in the races where they seem to be less pressure races at Eagle Farm. And they've got a chance to balance up at the top of the long straight. And I think that's going to suit Unconditional. Who was held up slightly at Durnburn last start, doing his best work late. He's going to love Eagle Farm, so I've got him on top here. I think he's one of the best bets on the card. To beat number 10, Maybe Markle, just drawn a little bit awkwardly, but she's on the way up for sure. Number 8, Red Dalton. She just has no luck whatsoever, Red Dalton. Backed up again onto the day. She can certainly run top three, and then for Spending My Time, another one that will enjoy Eagle Farm fighting the line. One, though, to be 10, 8, and 4.
To race five, a class six here, and Awesome Plucks the favourite for Jenny Graham at 240. Basara number six at 320, and My Girl Haley, it's been 9 into 850 this morning, but not a lot of movement in this race at this point.
Yeah, the interesting thing with Awesome Pluck is that he's going in reverse in distances. Two back, he ran second at Doomben behind Cadogan, running on over 1350, and then Jenny Graham brought him back to 1200 metres, and he was near last and swamped them over 1200. Well, he's back to 1000 today, but he was so impressive last start. He looked like an open company horse, so you know, he's certainly not done with yet. There's a lot more wins in store for him. I'm just going for the one that they've had something on in My Girl Haley, because she's very good fresh. She's had two trials, including a 1,000-metre course proper Eagle Farm trial win when she went to the lead. So I think she'll dictate the pace and give a really good kick, My Girl Haley. And at around $8.50, I'd prefer to play her each way. Granted, Basara's going to get a lovely run, although I think she's a little bit short in the market for mine. She's a sit-and-sprint horse, and she should just sit off My Girl Haley. Definitely Awesome Pluck. If he puts him like he did at Doomben 2 weeks ago, he's going to be very hard to hold out here. And number 8, Adora Dancer. She's racing in great form. Like Awesome Pluck, she's back to the 1,000. I want to be on the front runner. Number 4, My Girl Haley from 6, 3 and 8.
Righto, 4, 6, 3 and 8 there. To race number 6, a benchmark 70, Elle's Kingdom, number 14 in an open betting race. The favourite at $4 now for Liam Birchley. Right down the bottom, getting a start, 21 Iron Dome. It's at 550, and over the last hour, it's been 7 into that 550. And whilst down there, 16 Nashville Skyline, it's at $6 now.
Good size field lining up over the Eagle Farm mile here. I'm going with the Owl's Kingdom, the favourite at around the $4, number 14. He stepped up to 1,600 metres for the first time at Durnburn. He likes to roll along in the lead, and he was pressured there at Durnburn, a lot of pressure on him, and he succumbed to that over the final part. Sophie's Gold Class had the soft run as she raced away, but I'm thinking there may not be as much pressure on him here, and he might be able to get it fairly cheap the first 600. He's drawn out, and I like that, because the jockey will be able to come out, McGilvray, and just cruise over at his leisure. So I think Owl's Kingdom will give us a great sight from the front. Number 8, Surprise Bullet. Surprise Bullet and Owl's Kingdom I've selected out of this race is potentially can go a lot further than the other horses. I think they've all plateaued out. And Surprise Bullet was great first up, and he can go a lot higher in terms of races. So I've got him in there for second. And then number 16, Nashville Skyline, she'll run on strongly. And 2, Vaulting Ambition, who's third up, fitter, will appreciate the big stretches here. But it's between the 14 and the 8 for me, then 16 and 2.
Race number 7, a lot of these races being reshaped with a few scratchings. This is the Class 3. The favourite is 2 Unlikely Story at 440, 12 La Scopa at 7, and Le Beau Renard, number 15, is an $8.50 chance with Cruz, number 19.
It's a tricky race. Unlikely Story, if this was 1400, you'd be all over him. It's 12. He's drawn the outside gate, but he's a very, very progressive horse. I keep going back to that day during the carnival that he ran fourth to Winter Bride. He hesitated at the start. He was 12th and last on the turn, and then he was right on the heels at the end. Had a break, and he's gone on with it since then. He's on a hat trick. Now, we can't kid ourselves. He's going to be back with the Cat Catchers, probably last, but and he's got a big weight, but he is a big, solid horse. And I think if he gets any luck at all in running, he'll be the one that I want to be on 200 out. He'll be storming, Unlikely Story. To beat number 3, Desert Man, on the other hand, this is the horse that's going to be ready to strike straight away. And good use of the claim for Jag Guthman Chester on Desert Man. Also a chance to 15, Le Beau Renard, if he can repeat that Doomben run of last time. These sectionals were extraordinary. Ben Curry trains, and he flew to the line to get second. And then I've got 12 in the mix, La Scopa, an Eagle Farm horse. She'll balance up and run on. 2, 3, 15 and 12.
Race 8, Battercat number 15 is the favourite again in an open race at 460. Bergerac at 850 and Hingis Rose at 9.
I think Time to Talk's around about 13 or 14, number 13. And I'm giving him the edge here. I know his form doesn't look any good. Second, 7, 7. But I can see merit in some of those sevenths. Last time, Cadogan had 5.5 kilos less than him and sprinted too quickly. Cadogan got the shortcuts. This guy had to come wide. I think gate one, he's going to need luck because he'll settle midfield and probably worse. But they're likely to fan, and I'm hoping that he can get through Time to Talk. I think he's way overpriced. Number 7, Hingis Rose. She hasn't run a poor race for about 10 starts now, and there's another good run in her. Perhaps 12 Divine Dice, the likely leader here, can hold on and run a place. And then 15 Battercat was better last start at the coast. 13, 7, 12, 15.
Yeah, at the moment, $16 Time to Talk. It's been 17 into 16 over the last hour. We get to the last, race 9. Cadogan here, the shorty, 240. Natch number 4 at $6. And Oink for Kelly Schweder at $6.50.
Yeah, this is the get-out, good-sized field, some decent Class 6s lining up here, and there's going to be huge turnover on it tonight. I think 6.30, 5.30 Queensland time, so right at the heart of big betting, and punters will be cheering to a man, Cadogan, and rightly so. I think all he's got to do is do what he did last time, and he'll beat these horses. He's got the good gait with the claim. He still rises a few kilos, up to 54.5, but I'm not concerned at all about that. He's just in great form at the moment for Toby Edmonds. I think he'll stalk for speed. The speed will be Natch, and 1,400-metre races traditionally at Eagle Farm, leaders, most of them kicked on if they had ability, and he's got plenty of it, Natch, so I think he'll give a great sight. Number 6, Cubis. He's as tough as old boots, Cubis, and at a big price, I'm suggesting put him in all of your multiple bet types, and then Snitch number 1, 5, 4, 6, and 1. Chances also to Bold Assassin and Oink.
Okay, best bet of the day?
It was Unconditional, Andrew.
Race 4.
Today.
Race 4.
Horse number 1, Unconditional.
Race 4, number 1. Made so much excitement. We wish everyone the very best up there. There's been so much work put into the track, and let's hope everything just goes to plan and those storms can stay away till tonight. Good luck, Maxie.
Okay, thank you, Andrew.
Michael Maxworthy looking at Eagle Farm. Let's look at Newcastle now. It's overcast and a good 4. The rail out at 11 metres. Race 1, take out number 7. Race 2, number 6. Race 3, 1 and 12. Race 4, 6, 11, 13, 14, 15 and 16. Race 5, number 6. Race 6, take out 2, 3 and 5. Race 7, 11, 12 and 13. And race 8, 5, 8, 9, 12, 13 and 16. As we told you earlier, Cathy O'Hara now not riding there. Race 4, number 12, Docklands, is Travis Wolfgram. And race 8, number 2, Real Long Tom, is also Travis Wolfgram, with Cathy O'Hara not riding. Gary Harvey, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Lovely day. Going to be around 25 degrees. Perfect for racing. Another big crowd in with the function rooms, etc. And it's a very, very strong program. The legs of the quaddy, Andrew, I ended up with my quaddy having four horses in each of the four legs. Mm. I think they're very good races and very tough.
All right, we might be playing percentages then. All right, race one here. Charmers, number one, the favourite for Chris Lees at $2.60 over Dawn Raid at $3.
I think Charmers can win today. He can be a little bit hard to catch, but he ran in that Sky Race provincial final at Kembla the other day, got beat about four lengths. I thought he had his chance, but there wasn't a lot of room in the straight there at one stage. He ran on okay. The mile at Newcastle suits him. He likes his home track here. Andrew Gibbons to ride from barrier two. He'd be very hard to beat. Number five, I Am Awesome, the stable mate. She'll probably lead here. Latin Mike's got a bit of speed, but apart from it, there's not a great lot of pace in the race. So with Louise Day's claim, she'll only have 54 and she'll probably lead. And she won't be that easy to run down either. She's got a bit of quality about her. Number two, Dawn Raid for John O'Shea. It won well last start at Hawkesbury, sitting up on the pace. And number four, Latin Light, not without a hope for Jason Deemer. 1-5-2-4.
Race number two with Tab Fixed Odds here. Oakfield Missile, number one at 2.40. Number two, Invincible Lad at 2.70. So not a lot between the top two. And then out to four, Dreamy Bell, currently at $5.
Gee, it's short, Andrew. It's coming back from 1,200 to a 900. Oakfield Missile. The 1,200 was on the 8th of December. Look, I've got number four on top here, Dreamy Bell. I reckon they're going to ride her off the speed. In fact, I know they are. There's a lot of speed. If the Drake jumps, he's got terrific speed from barrier one. And Invincible Lad's got a ton of speed for the smoke, as it showed here the other day. So Dreamy Bell, who early in the career used to lead, they tried to ride her in behind a Gosford the other day, but she got caught wide and had no luck. She trialled well before that. I think she's got a great hope here from barrier two. The Drake, he's hit and miss at the start. He's had surgery since his last run in August, but he's a very fast horse, and he bolted in with a recent trial at Warwick Farm. He's got a big hope here, the Drake. Number two, Invincible Lad, a lot fitter this time in. Very good form last time in. Good wins. One of them was at Newcastle. Or was it? No, it wasn't. One of them was at Kembla, and the other one was at Gosford. He'll jump and run. And number one, Oakfield Missile. Got to be a good chance, and has got the claim. At 1,200 back to 900 just swayed me a bit towards the others. 4-3-2-1.
Race number three, a three-year-old maiden plate. Time and Again, number 10, the favourite here at 3.20. Savini, number six, at 3.60. Novalis, number five, has been 4-3.90 and now 4. So there's not too much between the 10, the 6 and the 5.
Yeah, I like Time and Again. Chris Lees has got two of the good chances here, the 10 and the 6. But Time and Again, Zaguri, Philly, they bred her and they race her. She's had two runs. Way back in June, she ran second, only beaten three quarters by Trumbull and Grand Etchard in a strong wild maiden. And she had another run there. They beat five lengths when the favourite went to the paddock. The trials have been good. Corey Brown sat up on her in the last trial at Wyong. She got a good barrier. Digger McClellan rides her. She'll be very hard to beat here. 900 first up. Number five, Novalis. To the Godolphin team, three starts this time in, three placings. Thought it had run very well. Two of those placings were at Newcastle. Number six, Savini.
Stablemate are the one I tipped time and again. Savini trial at Wyong ran last in the trial. Was only an ordinary lot in the trial too. The winner got beat a mile the other day at Wyong. I've thrown it in because the day it ran at Scone, it went okay way back in June, but I wasn't wrapped in the trial by any means. And number two, Charlotte Park for Brett Kavanagh. No start yet. Trial way back in August, and won a trial before lengths at Scone. 10, 5, 6, and 2.
Race 4, La Amaro here for Anthony and Edward Cummings, number 7, the favourite at 260. Already this morning, Gary, it's been 330 into that 260. Task and Purpose, number 1, at 310. It's going the other way, just drifting. And Ferry Me Home, number 3, at $8.
My best bet of the day, Task and Purpose. Chris Waller's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 runners. One of them didn't get a run. And one of them was scratched, but he still got 6. And this is one of them. This horse is flying Task and Purpose. She's a zoo star, at least a mixed maiden, males and females. The other day at Warwick Farm, her run was 5th of December. She got beat half a length. Clint Schofield rode her, 57 on her back. They took her back. Second last at the 1,000, and Glenn started to warm her up at the 400. She was the widest in the race on the turn, loomed up to win at the 100, and just peaked and got beat half a length. Placed at Warwick Farm, Canterbury, back in the winter. She goes pretty good, this filly. Rory Hutchings, the rider. She's only up 2 kilos on the Warwick Farm run. I made her the best bet of the day. Lay Amaro.